Okay, this is session with Bob and Carolyn and Ion, being recorded on August 12th, copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 11:06 a.m. Greetings, Ion.
Good morning. Okay, let's go.
Okay, Carolyn.
No, you start. I don't have anything on top, so we could ask about.
We have hers on the backside, Bob. You can begin. There's too much hot stuff you need to get right quick. We'll get her.
Okay. How is Astro? Is he miming and reflecting
dead.
Something?
Stone cold dead. Stone cold dead. Gone.
Wow.
It's over.
Drag.
Massive brain tumor.
Well, how would that be growing? Why was that growing?
We didn't say growing, we said gone.
No, how is his brain tumor growing and no one noticed?
Well, the telltale signs are almost obvious. Do you know Dr. Carolyn Dean? Have you ever met her?
Yep, I know her well.
Okay. When she looked in his eyes and his eyes turned red for no reason, that was a sign and a symptom, okay? Astro went along after a little while being moody and biting people, putting people in the hospital, biting them. That's a symptom as well, moody, pain. All right, he'd gotten to where sometimes he couldn't hear. Typically, anything in the world he would hear and be on instantly. Now, not so much always. Missing, like his sight would be sharp but fading. Like, he could always, like, you could throw food and he could jump in midair and catch it. Sometimes he would miss. So that was a building prognosis. But it's just for now. It's just for now. It was time. He's been through this entire process so far. Now he's at a different level.
Right. Carolyn, you saw the red eye. So what was Astro's role? How do we give him a tribute? What did he help us with?
He did. He's still helping. Here's what happens. Okay, you got to go back to the early days, Bob. Early days. Beasts are non-physical, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Does that include snakes? Are they beasts? Who's beasts?
Nope. Snakes are reptiles. They're different. Snakes are not beasts. They're reptiles. Mammals
so you mean
are
mammals.
Beasts.
Mammals. Mammals are beasts. Okay.
That's right. And aardvarks. We include aardvarks. They're not really mammals, but we include aardvarks. And,
right.
And a few marsupials, but not many. Some of them are cute. And Carolyn likes the cute ones. So we include those because Karen likes the cute ones. Only the cute ones. Them ugly sons of bitches, hell no, they're not included. But the beasts are non-physical. What's happening is the morphing has taken place. Now you're going to get right to the meat of what we're going to talk about because we've been waiting on you all goddamn day to get this shit straightened out. So now, good.
Yay.
You've had enough teasing. Now we're going to get down to it. And then you're going to sort this out and play whatever you're going to play. Karen, we do not care what he plays.
Yeah.
All right. We don't care.
Yeah.
Now we hope with your under your tutelage, that's not going to go very well. But we hope under your tutelage that it'll be softened. But that's not going to work out very well because we're giving him permission. He can play whatever he's going to play because we can't. I wouldn't take nothing for y'all's journey now. Wouldn't take nothing for it. Well, nothing.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
Okay, Ion.
Non-physical.
Let me say, Ion. I don't think we finished the Astro. What was Astro's role in the early days?
We're bringing you right back to it. You changed it. The reason we didn't finish it is because you changed the subject and moved it to the damn Pope. Bring it back. They're beasts. Astro is a beast. Astro has been around this entire process the entire time so far. Now it's time for a shift. Now, is everybody happy about this shift? Fuck no. They are pissed. Because if JW
are you talking
Sun, Moon, and
you're talking about within JW's family, not in the world, about the ship.
We can't tell the difference. He can't tell the difference. His world is the world.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
So
it's not happy.
So the rub now becomes there's no reason for that can't be adjudicated or abrogated or solved in some kind of way so that Astro can hang out. Astro didn't do nothing. Astro wasn't hanging out on nothing. Astro wasn't fucking nothing. He wasn't supposed to fuck. He wasn't doing anything inappropriate. He was barely biting anybody anymore. It was all good in the neighborhood. No problem. But instead what happened is this breach caused, okay, in JW's house, ascension is going on. Sometimes it's ascension by rote. Don't worry about it if you don't remember what rote means. But it's happening. It's happening to the point where you either embrace it or you get out of it. Do you understand those words? Yes or no?
Right. And by rote means he goes through the archetypal stages of apprehension in the ascension process that everybody goes through.
That's good. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So Brian Johnson is no better than anybody else in that process. You see, he, like Jesus, JW, like Jesus, has to go through those steps as well. All right, Beast, Astro, who has been key all the way through this entire process, has also been key to what's going on. Today is the breach. Do you know what the breach means, Bob?
That's a kind of separation.
Yeah.
The rupture.
This is what's happening. That's okay. Now, Herbert W. Armstrong, he mispronounced it. He called it the rapture. That's what he called it. But. We're not trying to bring the Nelson into this. We're trying to keep that soft if we can.
Yeah.
CKLN is a little wearisome to us these days. However relevant, it's wearisome to us these days. Okay, so you got to picture this the right way. His separation, okay, which JW still thinks can be worked out, okay, and maybe it could be, but Bob, it's not going to be worked out. You understand?
You're talking about Astro. It's not going to be brought back.
Correct. But now, JW, he's a bad mamma jamma these days now. I'm just saying now. Y'all better look out now. Sure. Just saying. There may be fallout from this. I'm not sure from that side. But it makes no difference because the bigger picture is things have to happen. You understand? You get this, the construct. Yep. You understand the construct of what it is. You got to talk to Yehud. You got to work out the details. The world system has got to fall. The world system is going to be placated and replaced with something else. Donald J. Trump has already called martial law, so you can't call martial law if they've already called goddamn martial law. Right?
When did he call martial law? Before he left office.
Those are those documents
that
we told you about.
That was on that document he did in executive something in 2018, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And he did it, but he didn't activate it. Okay? But it's done, so now you can't call martial law if martial law, as we say, force majeure can't be replicated if there's already a force majeure.
So he called martial law just before the election.
Yeah. Because he knew.
Because he knew what was going to happen. Right?
He listened to you, Bob.
Right. But
he looked at your fucked up Facebook page. You got four people in your goddamn. You got four people looking at your shit. You got four people listening to your shit. He happens to be one of them. That's crazy.
The other guy's an Algerian. So when you hear reports of Patrick somebody, these people hung out with Sidney Powell, and they started to meet with Trump, you know, shortly after the election happened, they don't describe a guy who knows. They describe a guy who's puzzled and wondering and, like, looks unsure. Is Trump a good actor, or he just doesn't project what he's actually doing and thinking?
He knows. No, Bob. Wait. Slow down. You're too close to the Jackson Pollock to see the picture, Bob. You're too close to it. You're too step back one step. That's what Andrew Crystal says about you.
He's I don't project well enough to him.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell is he even talking about? What does CKLN, what was the secret council of the 10 have to do with Marshall fucking McLuhan? What does Otto von Habsburg have to do with this world as we know it? How does that affect what my sausage and my breakfast meal is going to taste like tomorrow morning? You go, well, that's the creation of how you make the sausage. Well, that's William Irwin Thompson. Thompson will show you he was the best sausage maker that ever was a sausage maker. He'll tell you all the plinths that have to be contrived. Plinths that must be contrived. That'll hit
Plint,
you the latest. Plinth.
Yeah, P-L-I-N-T-H-S.
Yeah.
No, plinth. Got to know what the word is. Plinth, P-L-I-N-T-H. Okay. So who knew this with Trump? Who was in on what he was doing?
We can't. We're not even going to say that here. We're not even going to say that. You know AM is going to talk shit.
Who? What'd you say?
AM.
What? We'll do what?
Not talk shit.
Right, but military general, look him up. He's still on his site. Who said mm-hmm. you're a bloody told, you know, mm-hmm. Biden the other day you're a puppet.
Wait, that this the director, the Joint Chiefs of Staff commits goddamn treason on live television, calling out the president, saying I don't follow you, you numbnut whore bitch motherfucker, fuck you, you know what you wrote up on. You dead bitch, you're not even alive. I can't commit treason to something that's not even the president. So fuck you. You can't play that. I mean, how are you going to play that? You might play that. Yeah, you might could play that. Yeah, maybe you might could. Yeah, that might be all right since he's dead anyway. Can't really do much about it. But we are trying to keep you alive. It's a white knuckle flight for us sometimes,
yeah.
Bob. But yeah. You can puddle that out and get some goody out of that somehow, somewhere, some way. So that's good. All right, so. That's the reason that they're bawdy. Do you know what bawdy means, Bob?
Rude.
Forward.
Forward.
Like risque, a little over the top, a little saucy, little salty, had salty language. When he gets on TV and says, fuck you, I ain't doing it. Yeah, you're my boss. Yeah, you're over me. Yeah. I ain't doing it. Deuce, say something. But yes. That would be a representation of bawdy. The overt extra added emphasis. It's not required. But in this particular case it was presented so that they could say something, do something. You're not giving my troops vaccinations. I don't give a fuck who you are. Oh, and by the way, here's a new little telltale sign that you haven't seen on the TikTok, you haven't seen on Drudge, you haven't seen on those poor, pitiful people trying to send Carol on all those damn websites on and on and on and on about this and tit and tat and this and that, then she already fucking knows. Okay, here's all you got to do. You can kill all this. If you want to put this out, here's just something you can put out. The next person that goes and gets a vaccination, we don't care if it's Moderna. Moderna is the only one that's 6 months old that could get an approval from the FDA because their rules saying you got to wait 6 months to see. That'll be the first one that they approve. They're going to approve all of them, but the first one they approve. Before you get one of them shots, that means where they pierce the veil, hear the words, Carolyn, hear the words. Before they pierce the veil, you stop and you look at the insert. In every vaccination, there come in every vial and every package there becomes an insert. That's what you're signing your permission to engage. It's called consent. You're agreeing to a patentable condition. Okay? But you kill all that, we can say, thank you, Mr. Physician. I appreciate you so much. You're going to save my life. And if I go to the ICU, I'm not going to die. And when I get the lambda, I'm not going to be really bad affected. I may have a bad hair day, or I may have to go get my nails did, but I'm not going to die if I take your vaccination. Is that right? Dr. Fauci said that I wouldn't die if I get hooked up. So you agree with what Dr. Fauci says, right, doctor? And the doctor goes, rrr, 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 and you go, okay, now, inside that vaccination you're going to give me, the one you're giving me, I'd like to see that material data handling sheet. I'd like to see the insert. Because, see, when I gave consent or I'm going to give consent for this engagement, there's supposed to be a piece of paper that shows me what I'm consenting to. approved or not approved. That's the kill switch. But no, we're not trying to start a war. We don't give a poop. We don't give a hotel poop about that. We don't care about that. But we're telling you, Dr. Carolyn Dean, that's the insight. You can use that any way you like. You want to. That's your position. Because when you pull out the yeah. There's an insert. And when they pull it out, guess what it is? It's blank.
Blank, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, yeah.
But no, it yeah. is. It is blank. And so all you saw mm-hmm. of it, now we're not mass communicating. We're one at a time. One in at a time. One at a time. Say, show me the sheet. Show me the data. Show me the facts. Show me the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, ma'am. Pull it out. Show it to me, what I'm consenting to, and let me look at it. I'm not a very good reader. I'm not proficient. I'm a little melanated. I don't know things. But I'll call somebody that knows, and I can ask. But let me see that sheet so I know. I'll take it home with me. I'll stick it in my brassiere so I can read it on the way. If I have to go to the bathroom between here and home, I can find out all I want to know about what I'm consenting to. And you feel out that you've consented to nothing. There's the rub.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sidebar. So basically, Karen.
No, I wanted to get the significance. No. You're saying that nobody knows this, and now Carolyn
right.
knows.
Nobody knows
it, and she can
now Karen
and she
knows.
Can say pull it out, and that's when they have to stop. That's how you stop them.
Well, but she's not going to stop them. She's not going to stop them. They're too far. The only reason we're saying these words now and haven't said them all the way through, we kind of have. If you filter it really tight, we have laid it all out. We've given it all. We did it back in 2014. We had a lot of it, and it kind of got
yeah.
set aside. But y'all are plowing through it because we talked, and everybody thought we were talking shit. Even Karen's like, well, God damn. I mean, I'm pretty progressive. I'm proactive, but that's a stretch on the far side now. Come on now, Ion. What the hell are you talking
about? And what was the aspect that's a stretch? What was the stretch?
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the
right.
end of now, the world as we know it.
So Carolyn knows, and she ain't telling anybody? What did you just say, Carolyn's not going
to? No, no.
To
she's begin. Aware. She's aware. She's aware of details. But now what's happening, the roost, the hens have come home to roost. The hens have come home to roost. So all the old words that Bert's so animated about, that's why Aunt Bert's become saucy. He's become sharp because he's figured it out. He's put the dots together like Carolyn has. Carolyn is kind and she's gentle and she's easy, Bob, but she knows shit. Do you know this?
She don't know nothing, man. I'm the expert.
She knows everything. No. She knows this part. She knows those details because she knows what to go. She doesn't always follow it, but she understands standard of care. And you can't come in and say, you don't have a myrtle, you don't have a prayer. You too. Goodbye. Love you. Bye. You can't do that. Standard of care always has to make a room for hope because you want to help. If you can help, do. If you can't help, step away. See, and she actually follows that under these other hypocritical, well, they are hypocrites. Yeah, we'll give you that. But anyway, you're right. So the rub gets back to Astro, the beast, physical, non-physical, the vaccination, and the window of timing. Astro has stepped, and you see how we're going to merge this all together. Astro's going to be gone, but he actually already is. They don't know it yet, so don't stir nothing up now. It's just going to be ugly. He's gone. Okay, in that goneness, that opens up some levels. We're all back to Alyssa. You remember Giggly Little Alyssa? Giggly Little Alyssa.
Yeah.
She has done very well with vibrational. No. That's the wrong word. Let's just say vibration. Okay? And she starts to note keys, like playing the piano, and modulation of how this C-sharp becomes an A-flat, becomes a G natural, you know, step, step, step. Those in-between places that are windows that you can slip through the cracks. Okay? So she's good at that. Like Nan is good with the dead. Nan's done great with the dead. She's giving it great attention. Poker. She won't say nothing. She'll say, oh, I don't know nothing, but she does. You and you have a little confab, but you actually get her in a conversation, she'll amaze you. All right, Alyssa is the same way, but she's trying to be a giggly little girl so she can get her a man. But now she's got her a man, so she don't have to be a giggly little girl. She can move on with it. All right? So those steps are important because it lets, gives you notes, keys, pardon the pun, of relegation. Keys of relegation. And you'll be able to sort of connect some of these dots. Astro had to go. Okay. The human genome is about to make a next step change. Here's the step change. Carolyn, sorry about this, darling. We tried to hold it back as long as we could, but he made us tell him. He made us. There was nothing we could do. Carolyn, there was nothing we could do. We had to tell him. There was nothing we could do. He pushed us. We couldn't say, we couldn't let it go. We waited and we waited and we waited to try to tell him, but we can't wait anymore. Okay, here's the gig, Bob. You've got yourself into a position now to where humans can no longer go forth. Starting like now, humans can't go forth. Now you're either going to come hard into ascension or you're going to go hard into the zombie apocalypse. We have mentioned something about the zombie apocalypse, haven't we? We mentioned the purge. We may have mentioned the purge once or twice, maybe.
You mentioned the term. I don't know if you had any details about it.
Never. Oh, probably not. Yeah, likely not. Yeah. That's right. Call Melissa or Melody or Memorandum or Madaluni or something. Let her figure that. She knows stuff about what we know about what we know. Anyway, she's going to be okay. We're trying not to ramble, but we brought you full circle from the Pope to Astro to the virus to the insert to the end of days. Okay, end of days.
Yeah, that's what you mean by the chickens come home to roost. The hens come home to roost.
That is exactly what you meant. So now all the stuff that we said, however errant, is starting to occur. Because everybody's still waiting on this to happen or that to happen or tit to happen or that to happen. But then all of a sudden it starts hitting and they forgot. That was a tiny cog in a very large wheel. Spacely sprocket. A sprocket. Sprocket. That Ara pronounced sprocket. She's very good.
Yeah, what did they forget? What did people forget?
The larger details of the gamut. Whether or not the Mississippi River flows in the reverse direction really doesn't have anything to do with someone who lives in, say, Switzerland. Okay? But it's a current event. That's okay. It's something that Rex Humbard might be noteworthy in a Sunday sermon in his Cathedral of Tomorrow, maybe. And Maud Amy. We love Maud Amy. Maud Amy Humbard. We love her. That's some good people. And then Toledo. Oh, no, actually, Akron, Ohio. Yeah. So they'll report on that, but it really won't matter. That doesn't change today. Everybody's waiting on these things to happen. And, you know, everybody's waiting on the Statue of Liberty to get her pedicure. Where the water, right. Where she soaks her feet in the water, they're waiting on that to occur. The bigger picture is what has to happen for that to occur. That's what they're not asking.
Right.
Nobody's
now,
asked. We said it today.
People have brought up that the statue will be supine, will be lying on the ocean, not erect when the water comes up to his toes. Is that true?
Nope, that's not true. That's not true. And even if it were true, it would hang on the base. So if her head was laying in the sea, okay, if her head was laying in the sea, the foot would still be attached. It'd be on the base. It's going to the top of that base. You can look that up. You can look up the base of the Statue of Liberty. Carolyn Dean can do it right this damn second. And where that toe right. connects, it's going to cover that. And it's going to, if you protract the sea level of what the new sea level is going to be, how far back that goes, don't buy any property in Connecticut.
Right, but so the statue is not knocked over. It'll be erect.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that. We said even if it is knocked over, the toe will still be attached to the base. And all we actually said was that water was at one point going to cover the toe of the Statue of Liberty. We don't give a fuck if you take the Statue of Liberty down. The toe will still be stuck to the top of that base. And that's actually called a plinth. Imagine that. You're so clever,
okay.
Aren't you, clever?
I'm trying to find the how high the base is, but I did find in Revelation that there are 37 mentions of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
37. But Purge mm-hmm. was only mentioned, I think, once.
What, Purge?
The word Purge.
Right. But so, yeah. Ion, we don't know whether the statue will be supine or erect.
Doesn't matter. But here's what you need to know. The star polygon with its 11 vertices will be covered.
Mm.
And that's a part of the statue?
It is. Of the plinth.
Okay. Oh, plinth is the base.
Yes.
Okay, but we're doing chicken, the hens come home to roost. Oh,
okay.
So you were saying
you
the
ready?
Next person
yeah,
who gets
yeah,
Moderna.
Here you can subtract, Karen. Here you go. The top of the torch to the base, empirical measure, is 151 feet, 1 inch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The ground, now wait now, look here. The ground to the tip of the torch is 305 feet and 1 inch.
Mm.
Okay. The heel to the top of the head is 111 feet and 1 inch.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know how much it is from the ground to the tip of the torch and the top of the base to the torch, and you subtract that, what is that equal to?
A lot
so
of
305 and 1
yeah.
inch minus 151 and 1 inch.
Yeah. 154 feet.
Okay.
So the level
where the ground is now, it'll be water will be 154 feet from the ground, not sea
yeah.
level, because the ground is
to
a little bit above
top.
That because it's an island.
To reach the top.
That's right. That's exactly right. So now you know exactly. So now you can now Kaylee and the boys can run that all the way back to see what if that were the new sea level, how far back that would bump into the earth for the topography. From topography, you can see what sea level is going to be, and then what you go to an inside spot and see what sea level is, and you can tell if it's going to have water. Now, we never said that was going to be the new sea level. We just said it was going to reach that level. That's what we said specifically.
Yeah, you used to say 53rd mm-hmm. Street, 52nd Street in New York City is where we'd get to. But now you're saying it goes all the way up to Connecticut?
Well, it's ever how high that goes, yeah, because, see, when you protract it from sea level, if you move sea level up, that's what happened to Venice, isn't it, Bob? They raised sea level, right?
Right. So
yeah, because Connecticut is right there by the Long Island Sound, so the water there will rise.
Correct.
Right. It'll all just by watch. The big earthquake? Is this caused by the huge earthquake?
Yeah, or as we lovingly say, flatulence from Bob.
Yeah. Bob's poetry. So, you hear that, Carolyn? This massive earthquake will cause a kind of big tidal wave?
1 foot on the land, 1 foot on the sea. They have an intermerged effect, an intermerged effect.
And the caldera happens after the earthquake?
But see, if you're talking about 3/22/2022, no, that's a different conversation. That's when they're
going to
find.
March 22nd.
Yeah, that's when they're going to find Atlantis.
And March 22nd, that's not the date of the earthquake.
No. But it's in that window of time because they're like saying, here's the conversation. We're going to give you the Drudge update. minor explosion or eruption of the painted pot in the blah, 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 blah of Wyoming, of the Cheyenne Valley, of the Giggler-Goggler-Gurg, has caused a flux in the ocean and has now exposed this thing called Atlantis.
It's exposed right now.
No, it will be then. No. Before March the 22nd of 2022.
Yeah, this would be, it's exposed because the earthquake shifts the ground of the ocean around.
Correct. But we're not necessarily calling caldera alert.
Right.
We're not causing that. Because, see, we can't flood the bunker.
Right. Does the earthquake give a kind of warning 8 hours before rumblings happening? Or just
Sardinia, Sardinia Island in Italy. Sardinia Island in Italy. That'll give it to you. That'll give you the clue 8 hours before. Sardinia Island in Italy.
That's the popular tourist place? Very popular?
I don't care. Not very popular now, but yeah, it was. But not now.
So
they're all lining up for the dead people.
Yeah, there won't be echoes of the Sardinia earthquake happening, of the earthquake in Sardinia. Won't be echoes other places. Mainly just be the warning comes out of Sardinia.
Yeah, and the Fitzroy Falls will stop.
Where are
Fitzroy
they?
Fitzroy Falls, Sydney, Australia, Bob. Sydney, Australia.
Okay, do the sites
all these little details.
What'd you say? What was your noun or adjective?
Aren't we clever to give you all these illicit details?
Well, is there anybody in the seismologist world, guys who have access to the latest equipment, they will see, do they see this coming now, or it'll catch them unawares too?
As well, yeah. It's like Pat Hitchcock. It's too wet to plow, Bob.
What did you say was too wet to plow?
Pat Hitchcock.
He's the guy that should.
Alfred
these
Hitchcock.
These are people that are. Pat Hitchcock is the seismologist who should know better. Is that what you're saying?
No, Pat Hitchcock is the one who starred in Strangers on the Plane, on the Train. Strangers on the Plane. On the train, in the plane.
Is that a movie? You want to look that up, Carol? Strangers on the Plane?
Yeah.
Pat Hitchcock.
Train. Because Alfred Hitchcock didn't do planes. He did trains.
So is Pat Hitchcock Alfred Hitchcock?
No.
It's a 1951 American psychological thriller film noir. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock, based on the 1950 novel Strangers on a Train by Patricia Highsmith.
Mm-hmm.
Highsmith and Hitchcock. Okay?
Yeah. What?
Pat
her
Hitchcock.
Last name is Hitchcock?
Pat
is that
Hitchcock.
What you're saying?
Yes.
Highsmith.
Last name is Hitchcock. Hitchcock.
Why are you saying
it's Pat?
Is it Pat Highsmith? What's her name?
Pat Highsmith
in
the wiki.
Her daddy is Alfred Hitchcock. So her maiden name is Hitchcock.
Is that the daughter of the movie maker?
Yes, and she starred
and she wrote
in the movie Fucking on a Train.
Yeah, but it's based on a novel.
That she wrote.
Oh, she wrote. Okay. All right, so anyways, what's that got to do with the seismologist?
Daniel, what's going on?
The seismologists, are they going to know? No, they're going to be surprised.
No.
They don't see it coming.
Yeah.
They won't even tell by Sardinia shaking. They won't even see the significance
they
of that.
See, Bob, wait. Okay, maybe. There's a few people going to figure things out. But look, Bob, do you remember when you and James Curtis, Martinez, sat and talked day after day after day about what he knew about Walter Boert and how wonderful it was that he could not have an interaction with a non-interaction of a pretend interaction with Walter Boert. Remember those days? On and on and on and on. Okay. Check this out. And that laying out, they're not going to be time to connect the stitches. Connect or collect the stitches. We've given you the clues, the keys to the kingdom. Now, if you don't think Mr. Bertrand ain't going to be on this like a bad habit, you can play this for sure. Because he's on this hard. He's going to quit being Mr. Nice Guy. Everybody's going to have to get it on their own. He's got to get his mask on first before he starts helping everybody else, just so everybody knows. And if you get pissed off, he most certainly will understand. He will understand. It's not a problem. He understands. If you get your feelings hurt, he understands. It's not a problem. It's going to be all right. One way or the other, it's going to work out. It'll come out wash day. That's what Karen said. It'll come out wash day. It'll come out or not, but we'll know wash day how it came along. Okay. So the connection of connecting these little dots, you'll know what to watch for. So when you get the memo that something happened in Sardinia, something, you go, uh-oh, that was 12 hours before, and then kablam, you'll get the memo. You see,
but the
you know where to look. You, unlike most folks, will know where to look. But it really won't matter because you're not going to be too hard looking. You're going to know. See the rub?
Yeah, but I'm going to know to look at Sardinia, and everybody who hears this will know to look at Sardinia.
But if they do, yes, but so good. There's your memo. It's kind of like Sean Hannity on Telegram, Bob. It'll tell you something if you look at it.
Right. So you're saying people will hear this, and they'll forget on March 22nd.
No.
They won't notice.
No. Well, maybe not. We're going to see. See, life is for the living, Bob. They say that that glib, cliched archetype on purpose is because you're fixing to have an occasion where there's going to be a lot of people here who are not living. So they have nothing to do with life. See, Kurt Netter was quite a thumb bitch because it gets you hemmed up. Where now you're in life without the living. So now you're stuck. You're stuck in between the lines and the spaces. Remember, every good boy does fine in F-A-C-E. That all lines itself up. Carolyn's typing about 250 miles an hour. She's very good at this. Let me tell you what, she's good. She gets all the words most of the time. It's pretty good. So clean.
Did you say F-A-C-E, face?
Yeah, F-A-C-E, that's correct. And every good boy does fine.
In chapter 23, that part
it is also. It is also the keys and the fa sol la. It is also the vibrational, let's say, we're going to call it a vibrational hectare, okay? But you really haven't asked about polygons yet, so we're probably going to let that go. We're going to let that go because we don't want to queer your deal.
Right, but we're talking about I know things. So people who listen to this session, they'll know March 22nd in Sardinia. They'll know. But the general populace won't know who didn't hear it this session. And if not, what do I know that nobody else knows?
You gotta say it a different way, please. Please.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't know how to do it a different way. It's just straightforward.
No. Well, it doesn't. What you do is not straightforward. It's not because it leads to a conclusion. And if you think that you're going to take over Bitwise with that little bit of information, the decentralized finance and the DeFi aims will not allow you to reach it. It will run in the blockchain, but those applications will be thwartedly denied. You can go at it any way you want to, but it will not survive the polygon ecosystem. That's what you need to know. So now we answered your damn question, and you really have no idea what we're talking about now, right?
Yeah, you said blockchain will not survive. Is that what you said?
No, polygon systems won't survive on the blockchain.
All right, so new systems will be created?
Yeah, and it won't, and see, in Vox Media, won't be permitted. Many will be let go. Okay, we'll let go. Mm. We'll let it go. They'll be let go.
They won't be able to enter the blockchain economy. Is that what you're saying?
That's, yeah. They're trying to be soft, but yeah. Can we just say that and go, yeah, like you let it go? Hell no, you won't.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you were talking about the earthquake, and is that all the – why are we talking about that in light of the other stuff that's going to happen? You want to go into the other stuff?
Triangles, quadrilateral, hexagon, octagon, pentagon, they're all broached polygons. Do you agree?
No, I don't know what that means, broached polygons.
Oh, okay. Polygons can be a triangle, a quadrilateral, a hexagon, an octagon, or a pentagon.
Okay. What's broach mean?
Broach, when you embrace or step into a William Irwin Thompson high point, you would broach that conversation. So you know what that means.
So when you're talking about those polygons, are they in the chart on the wall over there?
They are. They certainly are. Don't tell nobody, because nobody can
so
see
that's
your wall. They tried.
Is that the symbolism?
Damn, they tried.
Is that the symbols or my version of geometry that I've been thinking about for 50 years? I used to think that there was a quote by Zappa that he said this. His views is based on polygons or something. I asked him about it, and he didn't seem to know what I meant. But
He was high or drunk or stupid. So the difference, what you're trying to say is you're trying to find the properties of a regular hexagon versus the properties of an irregular hexagon.
Yeah, but these are the shapes underlying musical frequencies which underlie the cells. These shapes,
depends if they're convex or concave or equilateral. Or
right,
if you really get shocked, they can be equilangular. They can be equilangular, too. Remember your hours of the sand glass?
What consciousness made these shapes? There was no beginning, but these shapes were necessary to make matter in the universe?
You did. No, to recognize matter. To recognize matter.
So you made the shapes by looking, or you wrote them down? How did you manifest
the
shapes?
You're describing a convex polygon now. Because if you keep going, then you're going to get into what they call the magic eye. That's valid too, Bob, but that's none of those. You have to relax your eye hole muscles to be able to see it. So it becomes in your not focused reality. An unfocused reality will let you recognize the magic eye. Remember we talked about the magic eye for hours and hours and hours, and you never really knew what it was.
So this shape, you never said what it was.
Yeah, we did.
What did you just say? You said, no, what it was. Did you say, we never said what it was? What were your words there?
We told you exactly what it was, is what we did.
Okay, so are these shapes what one sees on the psilocybin, ayahuasca trips?
Not necessarily. Likely no. See, we don't, the subverted position, you're confusing the aberration to vectors. It's not about that. It's about a vector.
All right, so you're unfolding stuff. So we've gotten to the earthquake. What else happens in the world? What's Trump got to do with this? What else is going on that you are supposed to be unveiling right now?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Well, we're not just
why
that's projectile vomiting, Bob. We're not going to projectile vomit on. Yeah, it is. We're not doing that. We're not making your talking points to ask. We got to answer from where you are. Now you're the best goddamn question answer that's ever been. Ask her. That's ever been. And you might be the best answerer that's ever been because you always leave them with another elusive question after you give your answer. And we're not mad about that. We're okay with that. We're okay with that. Did you get it, Carolyn?
Asker, answerer.
No, vector. Did you get the picture of the vector?
Oh, let me look.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you looking, Carol?
She's going to look because she's going to say that she's going to find out that the heart is in polygon, the heart. And we have said one time before that the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
It's a matter of the heart.
Uh-huh.
The heart is a polygon, Bob.
Did you just find that out?
That helps, Carol. That helps Carolyn. That helps Carolyn. That helps Carolyn. She's got a mission. She's a doctor on a mission.
Is that image in any mystical literature that's around in culture?
We'd say all of them except Matt Drudge. That's the only one you look at. I don't know why you have any other regard for anything else.
We're looking at that motorcade that was coming down the street in Washington that the woman videotaped or recorded. And a big motorcycle cavalcade before several black cars. Was Trump in that car? One of those cars?
He was in the black car with the blue lights underneath the running boards.
Right, so that nobody could see through the black windows, though. That was intentional.
No, you can do it if you blow it up right. They can see it. They can put the refreshing light. They can put the, you can see them. They weren't trying to hide nothing. Okay, do it through the front when they were coming down the hill. They're going to do all that. You can blow that thing up. You can see the sphincter. You can see the sphincter of a flea, Bob, on high def.
Okay, was Trump going to the White House or leaving the White House?
He did. He was coming from the Capitol going to the White House.
The Capitol building, when you say Capitol.
The Capitol of the United States, fucking America. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. What was he doing in the building, the Capitol building?
Business.
Right. And then he went to the White House.
Hey,
and
guys,
that's the first time.
So it's almost 11 o'clock, I guess.
That's the first time Trump was in the White House since January 2021 when Biden took over. Right?
We agree. We're not going to say correct, but we're going to agree. You've got mitigating surface circumstances are going on there. So, just so you know, we're being obtusely clever.
Right. So here's Trump. He's somehow in charge with the Emergency Act. How does that get announced to the world without causing too much civil war?
It's going to be a war. It's a war now anyway, Bob. They're fixing the empire striking back right now.
That's Trump is the empire striking back at Biden or Biden's
Slow up. Look. Soft. You only have 10% of the population that represent this entire Dr. Doolittle, whatever his name is, duffel bag reality.
Only 10% of the people are in power?
Support what Duffy thinks should happen to the United States of fucking America.
Oh, the communism, right. And so very little support of that.
Yeah, and so, but everybody's being so cancel cultured, that's like that. What they're saying now, well, Tom McDonald says it best, that Black Lives Matters only every 4 years. Only time Black Lives Matters when there's an election.
Yeah.
They don't matter after that. Now that's wrong and that's a racist thing, but that's what they're doing, not what we're saying. We're just reporting. Okay. So now you got this whole conundrum where the world says you can't say this. You can't say nigga. You can't say it. Don't say nigga. Well, you can. Okay, and then they're going to cancel you, or they're going to cancel culture, or shadow ban you, or unban you, or deban you, or defrock you, or, ooh, wait, stop, it's a family show, I better shut up. Okay, do bad things to you, incorrigibly, because you don't fit the zeitgeist, which is what you've been giggling about forever. It's like you dupes, You dupes, you're going to fall for that stuff. The next thing you know, you're going to start praising William Irwin Thompson for showing us the error of our ways.
No, I'm saying that to people, or I'm saying...
Yeah, you would say that.
That's going to happen.
That as an observation. You'd say that as an observation, and it is, it's happening. Some would say it's happening, because you're turning around looking, it's like, you people think that I sound normal? You're fucked up. I'm the least normal-sounding human being that's ever spoke words into this zeitgeist. I don't make sense. Are you nuts? Do you listen to what I actually have to say, and you think I'm normal? So it's when Bob's turns into normal, there's your trouble, and so it is.
Right, and you're saying, I'll say to people, oh, you're now reading Thompson? I'll mock them?
Correct. You'll mock them that they're looking to Thompson for thoughts of the day.
For comfort. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Bob, that's the funniest thing you've ever said in your whole life. That is the funniest thing you've ever said. That's like, I read Lyndon LaRouche for encouragement, you know.
Okay.
Carolyn, he's in a good mood. His electrolytes must be better. He must be doing better. Or maybe it's that nose spray working. You're finally getting, gotten the best of him. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, both.
So Trump is in the White House. Is there anybody around the White House that's objecting? Or is all the military guards around the White House on Trump's
There's
side?
Nobody in.
What's happening?
It's been empty, Bob. The White House has been empty since the lights went out. He never went there, remember?
Yeah, I know that. But now Trump is there. Is anybody around there, the guards, that wondering why Trump's in the White House? Or they're informed?
No, the ones that are there were the ones that were there before. There was no reason to have a change in the guard because, in their opinion, the guard never changed. You see the rest?
So they just waited for him to return.
They didn't wait. They just did their job. They get paid to take care of the president. Not the president.
About that.
Secret Service.
Okay.
Secret Service takes care of the president.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the unveiling of this fact, which will intensify the Civil War, will it take a few months before this will come out, or in a week or so?
We're not real good with time.
Yeah.
Every time we say a week or so, it takes 20 years. And every time we say, oh, in 1,000 years, it happens the day after yesterday.
Right. Okay, so we don't know when it's happening, but he's there,
It's occurring. But see, that's the rub. You're saying you're asking the question all wrong. You're saying that you're asking when are we gonna? It's happened. Now you're asking when are we gonna notice that it happened? Well, that's a perception.
When's the media gonna tell it? Because they're not gonna tell it. Do they know what's happening?
The media
can't.
No,
we're not.
They don't hear. It makes no difference what they know. They only tell what they want you to hear. And then you got the tech body, you're giggling in the background, letting you know what you can know. And if there's an email that comes through that they don't want you to see, you ain't going to get it. It'll go in your back. It'll go in your too deep spam box, Bob. You'll never be able to find it. Yeah. You'll have to click cookies. You'll have to click cookies to see it. You don't click cookies, do you, Bob?
No, I don't. So the Moderna, you were saying, and didn't finish the sentence. So the next person to get a Moderna shot, what happens? What is the finish of the sentence?
No. Moderna is the only vaccine that's 6 months old that can even be considered for FDA approval.
Right. But you said the next person to get, I don't know what you, I thought you said Moderna, but the next person to get a vaccination, what were you finishing? What were you saying?
That'll be the first one that they approve.
That will have a shot that has been approved.
Yeah, because they got to do it for 6 months to be able to approve it. And it's the first one that's 6 months old.
Okay, so what's the significance of that point? So now they're getting the approved.
Once it becomes approved, then you can do different things. You can now start making it like rule of law. Once it's approved, you can't say you're giving me an unproved drug. Once it's said, oh, no, this has been approved, so now you're going to take it or die. So, okay.
So even though Trump's in the White House, the Biden vaccination severity fascism will increase.
Yeah, because the two-thirds got to go, Bob. Everybody agrees that. Everybody knows
and
that.
And Trump knows that.
Trump told that. Trump was told that. He was told that as a little boy before he started diddling little girls.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, the Biden died last year or something, so there's been a double playing or several doubles, not a clone, playing Biden. That person was told to stop being Biden a couple days ago when Cuomo resigned. Is that how it happens?
Correct.
Or this Biden clone been doing the last couple of days? The Biden double.
Walking around, trying to see what 12% inflation feels like to an otherwise dying economy that he killed with government intervention with money that they didn't have. They went to Zimbabwe and borrowed a bunch of Zimbabwe dollars and infused it into the system, which killed the radio star.
Right. So what is Jen Psaki doing?
She's on Craigslist looking for a new job.
Right. So how many people are in the Biden administration that are aware of this change and have been let go? 10 people?
Most all of
200?
Them.
Is that about 200, or are we talking about just the White House?
Or more? No.
More.
There's more than that because you got layers. You got lots of folks just in the sub parts of the cabinet. Just look at the people who work for the people in the pretend cabinet. Why don't you ever listen? Here we go. Why have you not seen Joseph Robbins Biden cabinet? Why haven't you seen a picture with the whole cabinet put together, because Trump was all about that. Remember, he was slow to adopt a few of them. He was slow to adopt a few of them, and everybody was giving him shit. Well, guess what? They've never seen one picture of all of his cabinet. Some of them you don't even know who it is.
Right, but everybody's seen a picture of Trump's cabinet, original cabinet.
Yeah. And they were mad because it wasn't 100% complete. And Trump was saying, the sons of bitches don't do anything. Why are we going to give somebody a job for somebody not to do nothing? We got too many people not doing anything now. I'm not going to give a job to somebody so they can not do something. I mean, if you're not going to work, you might as well not work here. Right?
Right. So these people have been let go. Do they completely understand the situation, or are they calling the media complaining?
They're tickled to death. No, Bob, get them out of that bullshit. What's next? Yeah, no, this is gonna go bad. You don't want to be the last. So what do we say the last one out, turn out the lights and lock the door. You don't want to be the last one out the door, Bob. That ain't the way you want it to roll. You don't want to be the last one out the door.
Okay, so these people in the cabinet and that, and 200 people around this administration, they've left. Nobody's going to the media about it. They know not to do that. And they're wondering how this could be. Are they puzzled?
They are. They're stunned. Obviously, they're stunned. And see, Bob, they kind of go with it. And then they turn around and look, and then they go, they tune into MSLSD to see what they're saying about it. Because now it doesn't matter, less than except of what the zeitgeist we don't know the word. Help us, we need a word. What the zeitgeist. But see, it's more than proclaims because they're taking ownership of it. They're stating it like Edward R. Murrow. When he told you something, he could stand by it. He could prove it. And you didn't argue with him. He knew. When he made a pronunciation, it was sure. Now, Nero didn't have good luck with that. Remember Nero with his fiddle, playing the fiddle? He didn't have good luck with that. Didn't do good with that, you see. But
mean that he knew. Nero knew, and he would tell.
Yes.
Or you mean Nero's always lying. See, we're not sure
the phrase. Nero knew and he would tell, but no one would believe it. So if they don't believe it, it doesn't matter if you're right or not. It's like you. You're always right, but you don't know it. You are always right, but you never doubt yourself.
Yes, but nobody knows, nobody believes me.
And that, that has nothing to do with your reality. See the rub? That doesn't change your mind. Doesn't change your mind. And that's why we're saying that you got to be careful with how you, the word crafting that you're working with here, you have to be really careful with it, because what happens is you got to shift into itself. You have to shift into itself, because the lateral external condition might undergo or foretell a response. See, I'm going to have a headache, so therefore I'll go ahead and get some medicine for when it occurs. You don't even have a headache yet. See that rub?
So you're saying I know what's going to happen, and I know what will be my response.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Karen will figure that out.
You said something about response. You're talking about me responding to something that's going to happen that I know is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I
and
know
how
what
you
my
handle
response
it in
will be.
Advance before it occurs. Before it occurs.
Okay.
You see.
Okay, so what's going on?
You know you have to have coffee before you have your coffee enema, like you've already had the coffee enema. No. The preparatory stages precludes the outcome, which is going to be a coffee enema. See there?
And preclude in that sentence means happens before, not prevent.
Correct.
Means happens before.
Correct. That's right. So it's not included, it's precluded. Good.
Okay, so Trump's in the White House. He's in charge. Will there be elections next fall?
Who cares? No. Why? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're going to lose the House. Bob, everybody, including Drudge, says that they're going to lose the House and lose the Senate. But what they didn't say was that it wasn't going to be done by votes.
It'll be done by military martial law?
Let's see. I don't know. It's that word. It rhymes with, let's see, you know that word. It rhymes with, yeah. It rhymes with death. Yeah, it rhymes with death.
Okay, so this, we've arrived at the chickens come home to roost. People start dying from the Delta variant, dropping dead.
They already are. Karen, nope, stop right there. They already are. But they're not dying from the Delta variant. They're dying from the vaccination in coalescing with the Delta variant. And then when that works, that's going to kill folks. And if it doesn't, it's not effective enough. We don't know who the superfluous they are. But y'all know, now Carolyn knows who they are. But we don't want to make this corruption. We don't want to corrupt your little recording, however insignificant it may be, about the lambda. They'll institute the lambda version with the third booster for COVID-19. The third booster. You can watch that. When they start talking about the third booster shot, that's when lambda's on the scene. That's when you better run.
Okay,
we would like to say that you'll probably be in the bunker by then, but we'd be a little bit, we don't want to be forward because there's a little bit of play. You see what I'm saying? Because we can block you. We can take everybody off your God-forbidden island, take them all off. And if you're there all by yourself, you're going to have a hard time, you know, bumping into something. So we're going to buy you a little time, because I don't know what y'all think y'all are doing over there, but we're going to try to keep it as pleasant as we can for as long as you'll let us. Right?
Okay, so people say virus is a hoax, so therefore it's the vaccine killing people. Other people say, no.
We don't mind that. That's okay.
Listen. I don't need an interruption yet. So then other people say, no, the Delta is very bad and it's killing people. The vaccine doesn't stop it. That's the way they interplay the vaccine or the virus, or bacteria, whatever. Is Delta a virus or a bacteria?
Delta is a bacterial virus. Virus.
Right.
It's like the Black Death.
That was a bacterial virus?
That was just a bacterial infection, but then it spawned into virus. This is where Karen's going to say, Bob, he's talking about fungi. fungi. That's what he's talking about, Bob. Carolyn, can't you know that, Bob? We told you it's fungi. This is where the fungi affects it. Because you can have a bacteria a fungi that acts viral.
Hey, Carolyn, is he saying that the beginning stage of the Delta variant is a fungi?
The second stage.
Yes.
Yeah, second stage.
The viral and the bacteria come together and they make a fungi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same way they're trying to get you to believe, that COVID jumped in a bat and then jumped in a pig and then jumped into a human. Okay? All of those are mammals that did the jumping, you see.
And
but now what
does
happens
that happen?
Is, yeah, that does happen, but that's not this story. The Delta
story is...
Yeah,
what
story
is jumping, a virus or a bacterial?
The virus. The virus is jumping. But now what's going to happen is it's changed. That's the Delta is going to be the bat jumps into a pig, and the pig takes a poop, and it raises a mushroom that a man eats, and then he got it. And he's got it. He gets it from a mushroom. It becomes
Did they get it from mushroom, Carol? Is that a metaphor?
Spore.
What's the science saying?
Spore. Fungi. We're adding fungi to the conversation, which is how the lambda is going to be so ripe.
Is the Delta a fungi at some point?
It will be soon. It depends on how the vaccinations go. Y'all line up and get them vaccines, goddammit. Get them vaccines. Everybody get the... Yeah, fear
okay,
the flow says, take your vaccine.
Yeah.
Get them today. Line
so
up.
So listen,
free, no
this, is what I was, this is what I was trying to lay out. So people say it's either the vaccine or the virus or bacteria, whatever they call the
good,
Delta.
Good, good.
They
that's right.
they
that's,
see an
that's
interplay.
The right words. That's the right
Wait
words.
A,
that's the right words, Bob. That's
well,
the right
what did
words.
I say?
Good.
What's the right words? Which words?
You're
right
merging
right?
the two. You're merging the two, viral and bacterial, because it's
yeah,
almost
yeah.
both now. Good. That's good.
And
it's
that's
good,
when
clear.
They become
clear.
A fungus. Is that when they become a fungus?
That's when it jumps into the fungi world. Fungi world. Now,
they have come together,
the
viral and the bacterial have come together as it's flying through the air, jumping into the human. It hasn't become a fungal until it gets in the human, and then it becomes a fungus, right?
Sometimes, or maybe from the pig. We're going to see. There's stages to this because it can work both ways. Carolyn says it's not a black or white, cut or dried conversation. It's a morphing process that's occurring.
That's what I'm talking about.
Occurring.
So the the interplay of the vaccine and the viral bacteria, people take one side or the other. They don't see that the two are necessary for the turn lead into gold, right?
Correct.
The vaccine
That's correct.
And the fungus.
That's
the
correct.
Two of them. So you don't emphasize one or the other. It's the unique interplay that makes this lethal situation.
As lethal, yes. As lethal.
Yeah.
Because Carolyn would say, fungi isn't lethal. Carolyn would say you have to live in it. If you can't live in it, then it's gonna take you over. You see, the forest will take you over. You don't take over the forest. The forest will take you over. You can subdue it, put it into a garden. The stuff's still gonna grow. If you don't keep it tight control, it will recollect its own. So a fungi will recollect its own, and that's the
And when you say you have to. You have to live within it. Is that a matter of frequencies of the fungi interplaying with the frequency of the human?
All of them, yes. Yes.
All right, that's where the
everybody
word frequencies apply.
Everybody hates cockroaches, but they'll probably outlive most of the humans. Just
okay.
Saying.
Okay, let me just clarify. Mute for a second, Bob. So... research scientific wise, we could say this is the pleomorphism that Lyda Mapman. So, when you look at. Yeah, Dr. Lyda Mapman, she wrote books on it. And what it is, it's like Gaston Naissance as well, where depending on the environment of the person and the external environment, you could take a bacteria, a virus, or a fungus and see it shift into all those three different things. So there's something...
Absolutely.
That, One could become the other, become the other. They could just keep morphing and shifting. And there's something about this jab that is creating the environment in the person that allows this pleomorphism.
It's the mRNA that has now been patented that allows you to take a black light and you can see it in your veins.
Yes. I want a name for the three things.
Virus, bacteria, fungus.
Okay. Those things. Pleomorphism is about changing of form?
Yeah.
We say
We would say changing.
We'd say morphing. Morphing is the better word.
Morphing.
Yeah. Changing.
Morphing, changing.
You can change into Cinderella.
What did you add to the changing thing that's happening? You brought in a Maxman or Frequency or Nason.
The vaccination.
Don't say vaccination. Say the mRNA strata. The new messenger RNA has been introduced into the genome, which controls now what the genome can reply to. It basically changed the telomerase and the polymerase of the cell strata. Slowly, but however, very effectively. Bye, y'all.
And that, and when that changes, you die.
Yeah. No. What? You don't die, but you can't live. See, that's where this is funny. You don't have to die, but you can't live. So it don't make any difference. Why you want to call that? How does that work?
Yeah, because nobody ever dies.
Well, the RNA,
nobody ever dies, right?
No, we're not. The RNA doesn't live or die. The RNA is just the ribonucleic acid that gives the information. The mRNA is giving a new invitation that it's going to embrace, you see. So it's not about dying, but it won't allow life to continue. See, so even if the cells you have don't die, you're going to have no new cells. So sooner or later, you're either going to wish you dead or you're going to kill yourself. Either way.
Right, so you go into limbo. You go into purgatory.
Yeah. Don't say purgatory because we're talking about the actual genome strata. Carolyn's got this because this is what all the immunologists have been fighting. Yes, no, she's got this. Don't mess this up.
Yeah, but you were saying, deal with the purgatory first. They don't go into purgatory. What do they do?
We didn't say that about purgatory. You said purgatory. We're not talking about purgatory. We're talking about IV doctors and how they're going to work with this. The infectious disease aspect of this fallout. And they're trying to see what they're going to do with it, and they don't have a clue. Because now they're trying to run a pandemic. Well, no, that's not the right way. Carolyn, from now on, we're never going to call it a pandemic again. From here forward, we're going to call it a plandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it was thoroughly and well planned.
Why didn't you call it that before?
Because we didn't want to
get everybody else
stirred up.
We didn't
want to get everybody stirred up. There was no reason to do all that. Now it's too late. There's nothing they can do, so we can say it now. That's all. We're trying to be nice.
So you're saying you can't live. What is the verb for what happens to you?
Oh, you can't live when your mRNA is changed to something that does not permit life. You don't have to die, but you can't live.
Well, what do you call that? You don't die. What do you call what happens to you?
It's called termination. You are terminated. Terminated. This meal is terminated.
Right, and it sounds like you're citing the point that nobody ever dies. No one ever dies.
We're not making that point. We're saying that you won't become a god once you get to that level. You will be godless. Because God doesn't
even
die.
Even though Nan will bring you back.
That's a body. You don't bring a god back. You don't have to bring a god back. You bring a body back.
Okay, so
you don't have to bring a god back. That's different.
When you say these people die, transition, and they're not going to be a god, everybody is a god. So how do they get out of that cul-de-sac and return to what they actually are?
That's it. That's the rub. See, that is indeed the rub. That's the problem. That's why it's very, very important to ascend.
Yeah, so you can't fail. You can't terminate yourself where you have no consciousness anymore.
Well, but see, once you're gone, it's kind of like astro. Once that carnal body's released, okay, it goes back to source, what you call source. So the meat sack of that mammal would be concluded, okay, for a span. And it did its service. It did what it was supposed to do for then. You could not have gone forward. There would never be us without an astro. There would never be this representation.
Well, what's an astro? What's an astro? A meat sack?
The connection. Astro was the connection to non-physical.
You mean for us?
The JW could embrace.
Yeah, the first time in human history, people got to talk to non-physical. That event could not have happened without astro existing.
That's correct. And now, since he's gone, then what happens? Now some might say Saturday night, it may say that the tech body got another click. Saturday night, it may be found out that the tech body got a new click. The humans, however flourishing, are not doing so well, Bob, because when you start adding this global inflation, it doesn't matter how much money you keep giving out, all of a sudden, you said it all along, it was going to bite them in the butt. And you was right, because it's going to bite them in the butt. Because now they got all the money in the world, but a hamburger, but a Happy Meal starts to cost $1,600. So all that money don't mean nothing all of a sudden. You got them again, Bob. You got them again. Well, you got them again, Bob.
Listen, when you you transition, you're not here, you can't ascend, because you can only ascend in the physical.
Correct. So far.
Yeah, you can't. You
change your
mind. You die.
You change your mind. If you change your mind, Bob, let us know. But so far, that's the rule.
Right. So what is the reason astro was the key for the merger of heaven and earth? Mary Supper of the Lamb.
The connection with JW and astro.
So there's some connection between them that was special.
Yeah, that's why astro always laid down when JW left and we showed up. Remember? He would go quiet. He would take a nap or a rest or sleep or whatever.
Yeah, why did he do that? I used to say that, listen to this, non-physical had never made itself heard by humans. That was a transformation
right.
of non-physical into the physical. So that affected non-physical in general, like the beast. So when the merger happened, the Mary Supper of the Lamb, astro would be affected.
Correct. And the same thing is true. The bushes, plants talk to Moses. Remember?
Yeah.
Moses did the echoes from the burning bush. Plants would talk to people. Rocks would talk to people. Sometimes asses would talk to people. You know a lot of asses, don't you, Bob? Sometimes asses would talk to people. Sometimes serpents would talk to people, but it never applied or connected. This gave JW the chance or opportunity to connect to something cohesive that turned out to be non-physical. He thought it was just his pet dog, you see.
Right. I mean, he had a bond with this animal, and that gave him confidence to allow the mutation of ion coming in him.
As well. Because, see, this is not new, because astro showed JW how to portal. Remember, he'd get caught in the median of the interstate, miles away. There's no way he could get there in a second. And then somebody calling saying the dog's in the middle of the interstate, he's going to get run over and you get him, you know, that kind of stuff. It's insane. You can't do that. He showed many oftentimes that those possibilities were possible. And then you add J.J. Abrams into the conversation, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of things that are possible, you see.
I mean, because J.J. Abrams made movies about it. Would you say that was a last phrase?
Thanks to Bob. Yeah. Thanks to Bob.
Right.
You were very genteel.
Yeah, so J.J. Abrams would make movies about it and TV shows that enhance the possibilities of people doing it.
That's the mean that you brought up from the tech body right then. when they named their company. What they named the company? Bad Robot.
Yeah.
That's right. Bad Robot. And that's exactly what it was.
Well, that's what the Joint Chiefs guy said to Biden the other day. You're a bad puppet.
That's right. That's right.
Bad
as
robot.
Well. It's as
yeah.
well.
Now,
so the point now becomes what the words you're trying to get out of us, we'll just tell you. The words you're trying to get out of us is it, okay, Ion, is this it? Is this what we've been waiting on? We say, yes, Bob, this is what you've been waiting on. Okay, how much longer? Well, just get ready. We'll let you know. Make sure. Get your rest right. Get your electrolytes right. Get yourself together, and we'll get you hooked up. We'll get this done, and then see how you go. If you win, then we'll start divvying up the proceeds. And if you lose, then we'll look at it again objectively.
We'll assess the damage.
We'll assess the damage. Okay. Well, that's what we've done every time before, so why would this be any different than that? We'll see. That's funny.
Was Carolyn helping me all the times before?
She tries her best just to keep you alive. She's just trying to keep you alive, Bob.
Right. She's well, she's trying to keep me alive before, and she was part of the failure.
Now, you can't blame her for keeping you alive, Bob.
Not
that doesn't
her,
work.
But she was there. Now, listen, but she was
no,
there.
No, you're
and
trying
I
to
failed.
Make this be. You're going to make. You're trying to make this be no. her fault that you failed.
No,
that's
I'm
that's
not.
What
don't be silly. I'm not saying that. I'm asking. And I blew up every time. I missed the Stargate and smashed into the side of the sun. Was Carol on board those three or four times that happened?
Two of the times for sure. Two of the times
All right.
for sure.
All right. So the metaphysics of that we'll deal with another time.
Okay.
So the aliens are showing up pretty soon, and the drop the deaths of people dropping dead from the mixture, the vaccine and the Delta stuff and the mRNA, is that going to be, you're saying it's happening. That means there's a lot of people not being told. VAERS is not covering the statistics of people dying, correct?
That's correct. Here's what we
They're
can
not
tell
revealing
you.
Them.
Let me tell you what's not in the news. Emory University. Emory
yep.
University, there's yep. not an ICU bed available, not one. And you want to know what else is going on?
Sure. Yeah.
People that are having surgeries, if they have a surgery scheduled that they potentially have to stay the night for, because, you know, Karen was telling you, everything is outpatient. You can have brain surgery, and it's outpatient. Or they get your heart transplant, and it's outpatient now. Everything's outpatient. But if you have to have something that is inpatient to stay, then they won't let you have that operation. You have to wait. Even if it's urgent, if you got to spend the night, you can't have it. Because there's no place to put you if you code.
Why is there no place to put you?
Full of people who've had vaccinations that are dying.
Because there's no beds, Bob.
Why are there no beds?
They're full of people with vaccinations that are dying.
Okay, Carolyn's trying to show me something.
Ask about that.
No, it's step by step. I want to understand what he's saying.
Okay. Don't forget.
Yeah, so you're saying that people... There are people in the hospital. No more people get into Emory University. Is that what you're saying?
If you have to have surgery, you have a surgery scheduled. I'm going to have my gallbladder removed. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dobbs. We're glad to have you. We love you. We'll do your surgery. Do you think now this is pretty invasive? You may have to spend the night. And if that's true, we're going to have to wait to do your gallbladder surgery because of COVID-related distractions. So they're canceling your surgery.
I get that. And so there are people filling up the beds. The beds are all filled up. And you're saying mm-hmm. that's how many people are going to die. And they died from the mixture of the vaccination and the fungus.
Now, fungus, it may not be fungus yet. They're just dying because they got vaccinated. Both. But
right.
No, wait, your words are good. Well, your words are good. They just weren't complete. Yes, that's right, but not every single time. They might just have COVID. They might just have regular COVID, and they might have Delta, which is now they made it, isn't it clever? And Carolyn, isn't it clever how they made the Delta, which you can't check for? Now they don't check your temperature no more. They don't matter because the Delta doesn't run on temperature. They found something you can't test for. So now you've got to take the vaccine or you're going to die. You're going to die if you don't take the vaccine and the booster and the booster's booster and the booster, booster, booster. Yeah.
And you take the vaccine, then you die. They think that that would help.
Then you can't. Well, when you take the vaccine, you don't know if you die or not, but you can't live.
Okay, right. Okay, so listen. So the people, there's people, we're talking about numbers. There's a lot of people in hospitals, and they have been vaccinated, and that's why they can't leave the hospital. And they're filling up the beds. So
they're
are there other hospitals?
They're not filling them up. Yes, many of them are
exactly the same way. Are there other hospitals that are full?
Florida.
All over the country.
Florida is full and taking a bad rep. We love Florida. We love Floridians, blah, 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 blah. But, yes, they're full, too.
What about Wyoming, Nevada?
Wyoming, there ain't that many beds in Wyoming, but, yes, they're full, too.
Okay. So that is not being stated by anybody.
Well, they make reference to it that they say we can't tax the system. Everybody get vaccinated because if this gets ugly and there's no room, it's going to be bad. You're going to be sitting in a hall waiting to die. So you better take the vaccine, blah, 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 blah. See how that goes? There's the problem. Because then it's kind of like,
The people last few weeks taking the vaccination and then they're at home and they're dropping dead. That's what's happening.
Some are
getting to the hospital.
Some are dying that way. Or then they say, oh, they had an pneumonia bug, or they had some immune strike, or oh, they had a stroke because they were fucked up anyway, and oh, they got too much fentanyl. Those damn Spaniards bringing all that fentanyl in here. Yeah, it's just too much.
Okay,
and they blame it on the rain.
Right. So is there somebody around VAERS or an independent researcher noticing the statistics and ready to announce them? Have people, even on their blogs, realized the increasing numbers and
most
saying,
of them,
ooh.
Most of them that do that, the tiki-taki, they do it on the tiki-taki or on the tittle-little, whatever it is, Instagram, Grindr, Bender, Glinder, whatever that is. The tech buddy takes them down almost immediately.
Okay.
So if we ever send you a TikTok, you better save it or do something or take every note from it. Because when you go back to look at it, more times than not, it is not going to be available. Because they take it more often than it's putting on.
Now, they is the tech body. That is, our AI tech body is taking them off.
That's true.
Okay?
It's the we call that LEAG. LEAG. Yeah, you finna see.
Yeah, the LEAG, that's the tech body you're calling. LEAG, that's faster than humans could take it down. It can take it down fast because it knows.
That's correct. But it lets it out a little bit. It lets it out a little bit, Bob. It lets it out. It's like the acrimony of the agony and the ecstasy. It lets it out. It teases you. It lets you look at it one time. But, when you look at it a second time, I want to see it again. It's gone. See, that allure heightens the attention.
So,
that's Marshall McLuhan 202. You know that?
So are there people, the people who are noticing
you're gonna
this?
You're going to let that go? You're going to let that go? Wow.
Oh, what part did I let go?
He said that was Marshall McLuhan 202, where they let you know that you're fucked, but then they won't tell you how you're fucked. Or you can't watch it that you're fucked on the second time. You get a little taste of it. Ooh, that was sweet. I want some more. No.
Well, McLuhan explained how you got fucked. He would explain what he thought was the reason you got fucked.
Of course. And that's exactly what applies right here, that you mimic this scheme based on Herbert Marshall McLuhan.
Well, Mark Stewart anyway, for sure.
I mimic it. Bob mimics it.
You did in this scenario. Otherwise, mRNA would not have worked. Otherwise, mRNA would not have worked without you goading Marshall McLuhan.
When did start goading? Okay,
Coach Hans.
So the point I was going to say,
Bob.
Was So there are people out there who are noticing the anomalies and noticing they can't reprove it. They can't see it again. Are they talking among themselves and saying there's something going on and they all agree?
Mm-hmm.
So verbally or emailing, they're saying, look, there's all this shit, but we can't prove it. Are some of those people telling Amazing Polly that?
She's so fucked up. She can't see straight. But see, Bob, what they're saying is like Nagy. Nagy would say, see, there's something to it, or they'd let me watch it. If they weren't offended that I'm seeing it, they'd let me watch it. So they're taking it down. They're trying to cover it up. So that's what's wrong with this picture. You see how that goes, the rub with that?
Oh, you mean that proves to Maggie that it is happening because they won't let her
Correct. Now, that's what Marshall McLuhan would say, too, that's how they tease you into it. See, they're rubbing you into it. They're loving you up so you can lay it down. It's quite significant.
Okay. So what? Why do you say Amazing Polly's fucked up? What? How is she fucked up? She's doing her research, tracking things,
and she's blown. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, Bob. She's blown like dandelion lilies. She's all over the place. Whatever blows, she goes with. No, whatever comes along. Next thing you know, she's going to bring back the spirit of Louis Rukauser, and he made up a little deal with the devil and the pale moonlight, and that's what this caused, and you better be prepared because the end is near, and George Soros was behind it all along, and then you see how it goes. You're like, that's
great.
Right. Really,
oh, okay. So did you listen to the show Tuesday and Saturday?
Yes, and it's now really confused because she's got nowhere to go.
Right.
See, she officially has nowhere to go.
Yeah, because she had to confront us, and she doesn't understand what we're saying. So this is the problem.
She can't embrace you, because if she embraces you, you replace her. If she embraces you, that's why people are they're nervous right now. Well, I don't know if I want to talk to I am not, because when you talk to us, your shit's done. You do. What you going to say?
Yeah, you're
you
want
to tell us something? All right, tell us something. What you want to do? Do something. Okay, you got it all together. Then why are you talking to us? You got it all together. Now, we're not trying to be mean, because we're trying to help them get the point of ascension, and we'll help them. We would say they have. We told them they got to talk to you. I don't want to talk to Bob. Well, then here's how that's going to come out for you. This is how that's going to come out for you if you don't do that. Or they will only talk to you, and you say, no, you got to talk to the Ion. You got to embrace your non-physical, because that's the part that's going to allow you to ascend. If your non-physical won't embrace the process of ascension, your meat sack body will not allow you to arrive.
Right. You just said that they don't want to talk to me, but they will talk to me if I say you can talk to Ion. Is that what you just said?
No. That's not what we said. We said at first they don't want to talk to you. We say you got to talk to Bob. And then they talk to you, and then they go, okay. And then they only want to talk to Bob. Because Bob's the only one that'll pet them in the gate of tail.
Yeah.
He says, but now you got to ask Ion. No, I don't want to ask Ion. He'll say some bullshit. He'll tell who I've been sleeping with, what I felt like when I was sleeping with him, and how I got caught, and how I didn't get caught. I got away with that murder, and now I'm telling where the body's been. No, I ain't talking about it. He said, no. You have to embrace your non-physical. See, it's a two-part conundrum. It's not a conundrum. The only thing that's a conundrum is that you're separating yourself from your place of power. So at every level, you got to meet the exposure. If you're going to blow smoke up Dr. Callandine's skirt tail, by God, you better get up early in the morning, because she don't believe nobody. She don't believe nobody. Ask her. She don't believe nobody.
She doesn't believe me.
Of course not. That she'll show you where the road to perdition ends. You start following Bob, that'll end up bad. You'll get stuck on Death Island in fucking Maui. Can't get out, can't get off, and gotta wear a mask till Jesus comes. Yeah, there you go. That's a good day.
Side thing. The deaths are increasing in Hawaii. Are they going to put the signs up saying you have to wear masks? Is that going to come back?
They're already there. That's already mandated. Inside, outside. No.
I was there yesterday.
Inside.
I didn't say it's inside. There's no sign yesterday.
But he said inside only right now. But the whole Hawaii is mandated inside now. vaxxed, non-vaxxed, de-vaxxed, un-vaxxed, trans-vaxxed, or vocal vaxxed. Yeah, either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were talking about the drowning of New York, and that's caused by the earthquake, and that's triggered by what? What is triggering the earthquake? Astral dying or transitioning? What is triggering this intensity right now?
Frequency.
When you
heighten
frequency. Not sequence, frequency.
Correct. Well, now, if you heighten the frequency enough, you'll shut down the normal sinus rhythm of the meat-sack body. Now, Carol will tell you all about syncope and how that applies. Because, see, they're actually kind of merged together. Really.
What are things merged together? Just to clarify, what's merged together?
Sinus frequency? Rhythm and frequency. Sinus rhythm, bodily, normal sinus rhythm, and frequency. If you turn the frequency up, now this was the Freud and the MK Ultra crap. This was all that pushing of the mind that allowed these other experiences to occur. If you got too far out, now they all blame that on the LSD and KDD and ADT and transdermal DMS, all that shit. They bump all that stuff up. That's fine. That's just what they call it. That was the excuse. That wasn't the outcome. That was the excuse. See, it's not that your body has a seizure. It's what's causing you to have the seizure. That's the issue. So you can doctor the seizure problem, but until you find out what's causing the seizure, then you're going to still have trouble. And that's what you're running into now. The merging.
What causes the seizure problem? What causes the seizure problem? The flipping of the poles?
It would, and also the body's condition won't allow normal rhythm to be sustained. See, you become not lucid.
Right. So the combination of the frequency and the cause or something, you call that syncope.
Yeah. It also rhymes with, and also if you get backed up, if you're not regular enough, you could die of semen poisoning. That'll do it too.
Okay, so
Carolyn said what? Here's what we mean. What we mean? You got to get dizzy, or the backed up semen will kill you. You got to turn loose. You got to open up, or you'll die of semen poisoning. That's what the standard joke is, Bob. If I don't have engagement with you, I'll have too much and I'll die. I'll die if I don't have you. You know how to go. So demon poison will kill you for sure.
Yeah. So Polly is in this. She's trapped. She has to talk to Bob and Ion. Doesn't want to. So she's going to look around for some stupid pattern from 5 years ago.
Yeah. How's she going to? Well, no, she'll get a pattern from right now, but how are you going to apply it? You can't jump where you jump, Bob. They're good. Now, they can keep up with us. Ooh, they can run us down the ditch. They can run us into the mire of life. But they can't get past you, because even we can't get past you. Try though we may. Because you always come back and you'll start asking the most obvious, simple, crazy question that nobody can answer that undoes everything. And then you go, see, y'all don't even know what the hell y'all are talking about. Y'all talking about frequency, and you don't even know what frequency is. And nobody asked what frequency was. Nobody asked what the caldera was. Y'all talking about the caldera. Nobody asked how many feet it was from ground zero. With poor Clive Owen, bless his heart.
I touch on these points. I touch on answers.
You make
them. The pole flipping.
You don't touch on them. You don't touch on them. You make them. You make
them. I cause
them. No one would mention them. No one would mention them. Who would give a shit? Doesn't have anything to do with anything. You take the shot, you're going to die. Well, what does that have with the pole flipping and the caldera and how much water you can swim in? Bob, anything 2 inches of water will drown you. So it doesn't have to be 151 feet. It just makes your clothes really, really, really damp if you're not 154 feet above sea level in New York area.
Well, you won't die from that, though, or transition.
Now, depends on how well you swim. You could survive it, but somebody else, see, vibrationally might not be able to sustain that frequently frequented frequency.
Okay. Okay.
That was good,
so
by the way. That was good. That was good, by the way. You did good there, Bob. You did good, Bob.
Yeah. You've told us for weeks now. We're there. But now you're saying we're there. And what has made it that we're there?
Now we're saying that they are slowly slowly but surely, single-handedly, line by line, precept upon precept, you're negating every excuse that the human body can make up for to pretend that they're alive or to pretend that they're a god.
So what was the final excuse that got negated? Trump returning to the White House or Astro? Astro was the final.
Astro was the final. Which was a shocker because JW kind of depended on it from that side. But now as you've been talking to him, he's been getting more relaxed with the whole process. It's good. Some things he doesn't like it. When Carolyn doesn't like something, he doesn't like that. When Carolyn doesn't want something that's not comfortable for her, it's not comfortable for JW. That doesn't have much bearing on us, but past that, he cares what she likes and what she thinks. See, it's important to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that to be a sticking point. Doesn't change our world, but he's very, he's driven with a compassion base. And sometimes Astro could balance and taper that. So now what happens is you're going to have to see, he's got to become even better at wrapping his emotions.
Yes. Controlling them, you mean?
Yeah. Well, we say wrapping them. Because the whole point is when this happens, which it probably is in the process, but blah, blah, blah. When this happens, you know, one tear and it's on. One tear and it's over. One tear.
Why, the angels will grab it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And they'll find you.
One tear from...
One tear.
One tear
they
from JW.
They will find you. They will find you. You're lost.
Oh, the angels will find Bob, the dark soul?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Why I have to go to the bunker?
Who else has that kind of access?
I go into the bunker because they'll find me.
Who else has that kind of access to you but us? Who else has that kind of access but us? We can get you anytime. We can get you every time. No problem.
Yeah, but you're saying that the gig's up for Bob. The angels have found him.
If he starts bawling, but good news is he's pretty balanced. He knows this.
Okay, all right. But so that's not the reason I'm going to the bunker, because they found me.
Right. Well, it's not going to be from his tears. You may have to go, but it won't be because of that. He's good. He understands the big. He's got the big picture. He just doesn't like that he has to go through it. He doesn't like that he has to go through it. I mean, it's kind of like you want to go to the beach to swim, but you don't necessarily like walking to the beach and dealing with those stupid people. You'd rather not have to see the people. You'd just rather go to the beach and swim and go. You do your thing.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Okay, so you have told, this is the introductory that you wanted to tell us. You wanted to get to the essence of what's happening today. Now, Carolyn, you're showing me something. We want to ask about that.
The crystal and the alien ship in Florida.
You got sent by JW? Who sent it?
Yeah,
the old one.
Yeah.
Oh,
have you asked about that?
I think I pointed it out. But, okay, there was the crystalline rainbow vehicle or something shown over Cocoa Beach in Florida. People don't know what
it's an alien ship. It's an alien ship.
But it's showing itself in a way no one's seen that pattern before. So this is real stuff that shows it's real because all the other stuff was hallucinated by people or cliche images of what they assumed. Now they're seeing something.
Yeah.
So did the regular UFO researchers, the Alan Steinfeld gang, who are very disturbed about all these things coming out and they're not being asked to comment on it, are they noticing that it's different? What's their reaction to this new shape, new apparition?
They're stunned. They're phased. That's what the PH, phased and confused, Bob.
Are any of those guys, and I watched them on Zoom a couple of months ago, have they heard happened to stumble into our scene and hearing the talk about Bob is the guy meeting with the aliens. Have any of them in that world heard about that yet?
They know that something has to meet with them, and none of them are invited.
Right, but have they been come to our place and heard the recordings, live or in the archive, that Bob is named? Do they? I'm wondering if those people, some who know me,
no,
have they found out?
It's not that way. No, it's not that way. What they know, the only references they can find all the way through is the Church of the Subgenius. That's the only reference they can find all the way through. It's kind of like Adolf Hitler. That was the first thing they heard in Munich. When in the day, that was the first. They wouldn't say it was good or say it was right, but that was the first thing they heard. So one, if one were wise, they would be very careful in poking at the Church of the Subgenius these days. For sure.
Right.
So that's the one in Texas. That's the one in Texas, Bob. Don't mix them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is, you're saying they might have first heard of the alien invasion somehow through the Church of the Subgenius. That was the first striking image.
J.R. Bob Dobbs. Yes, the archetype.
All right. Right. And
you say, all right, you made this shit up, and now you're saying, all right, now somebody's validated your bullshit, and now you don't know how to act, but you say, all right. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that validation. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. If you made this shit up, and then now when somebody validated, it only took you 40 years, so you're not very proficient at this, but you're working hard at yourself there, aren't you?
Okay, listen to this. Okay, so occasionally on Saturday or Tuesday, a poster on the chat line with names that we don't recognize. And I don't know how many are those changing their names, and they have many names or it's just unique. But they come in, and often they point out an intelligent pattern that isn't being discussed by the other Ionauts. Are they alphabet people? Are they super aware or
some.
Aliens? Some. Yeah.
Some are. Wait, you're gonna talk shit. Now we're going to talk shit. If you're going to bring it up now, we're going to go. Some of them are Army combatant sympathizers. Some of them are alien sympathizers. They are not. They don't run for any team. They want to run with any team. They don't run with any team, but they want to run with any team. You see the rub?
Oh, you just said they don't run with any king? K-I-N-G?
Team. No, T-E-A-M.
Oh.
T-E-A-M.
They don't run with any team. They don't run with any team.
They
want to
run. They want to run with the team that's going to win, the winning team.
Right. So they're starting to see that Bob's probably going to win, so they're starting to make themselves known, offering assistance.
Well, you have to be pretty clever to follow Trump into a willowed, shallowy grave, and right before the election say, oh, and by the way, I bet $4 trillion on Biden to become the sitting president of the United States of America. You got to know that's pretty crafty, Bob.
Because the polls were saying that Trump would win? I don't think the polls were saying.
That's what you did.
What'd I do?
That's what you did. You used to announce to the world that Biden was going to win and that you had wagered $4 billion on him winning.
Oh, yeah. And when he won, I
cheered. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Exactly right. So So it's kind of like, you mean you got...
Well, when do I start... okay, so we
practice.
Go to the bunker. Are we broadcasting
practice.
Right away, or it's going to be a dead air for a while?
Bob, you don't care. You wouldn't know the difference. You're not broadcasting now.
Thank you, man. You lost your damn mind.
You think you actually line up and tune into something to have all these people whose phones don't work and have people wait until they talk to you to get unmuted. They wait till the thing goes bloop, and all of a sudden their house starts washing dishes and throwing pots and pans and throwing liquor bottles and screaming at the kids and hollering and slamming doors and opening windows and petting their dogs and kicking their dogs and all those kind of things, you see. All that stuff. You think they actually wait till you unmute them to start all that process to aggravate them? Oh, okay. We understand. It's probably a good run. Fix your phone.
Okay. So I guess I'll go to my questions, Carol.
Carol, here it is, quitting time, and now he wants to begin. Isn't that nice? That's good. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Here we
Carolyn
go.
Says, where's my time, damn it? Where's my time? You have to get her right out of it. But she's got to ask her first
right.
question, the one you got on the suit. Did you get that settled with the syncope stuff and the frequency? That's key. You know, tell Carolyn that the watch, because what's going to happen is you're going to start having interaction with the thalamus and the pineal gland. And you go, what would that interaction be? Carolyn, you've done more work on the fucking thyroid than anybody on the earth. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you mean research, or she did it? Did work on her own thyroid?
All of them. She wouldn't care otherwise. Everything she's ever done, she does to herself, because she won't give drugs, but she won't
yeah.
take herself. So, yeah, that's understood. You're preaching to the choir, Bob. So what happens
yeah.
is that those connections, you're going to be able to hook up the thalamus, the pineal gland, vis-a-vis the thyroid. The thyroid's going to be the telltale heart. Telltale heart. So put those together in your little soup. You know it. You already know it, but nobody ever told you. And so that's the connection. That's why the thyroid, well, you already know all that. Hypo and hyper and who shot John and the cow jumped over the moon. We don't care about all that. What we need to know is make sure you know that when it occurs, that's the answer. So you're ahead of it. Well, and by the way, your liver cleanse is almost perfect. It's still strong, but it's almost perfect. You can't give that to compromised people now. You'll kill them. You can't give that to compromised people. They got to be pretty stout. Don't give them these broke back bitches. You better not give it to them, or you'll take them right on out. It'll be worse than the vaccine. Unless you know they're vaccinated, you can give it to them, then it won't matter. You'll be in the clear. You'll be in the clear then, so that's good. But it's very strong. You might weigh it down, or maybe do it in such a way where they can do a smaller bit till they get it in their system, because it's strong yet. You know it.
I'm going to use the freeze dryer to powder everything, and then they
Better.
Can just start with a pinch and then work up.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But now don't get too fancy, because they'll fuck it up. Make a small capsule and a larger capsule if you're going to do it that way, or make it into something that, like a small one and another one. Don't make it. You got to keep this simple, or they'll fuck it up. I mean, when they can't understand how to pour a magnesium remag in water with some salt, when they can't do that, Carolyn, you're not in the brightest. Those are not the brightest bulbs in the chandelier. I'll give you that.
who aren't, Carolyn?
My customers.
The people who can't understand. The people who can't understand when she puts six little vials of bottles and puts a date and a time on every single one of them, and all you have to do is go by at that time and drink that little bit right then, hammer it, then do that several times a day. The same people who can't do that, Bob, those would be the caliber of people she's having to deal with. Yeah, that would be the case.
Okay. So JW said the other day to me that 1 million people died in New Zealand. A few Ainots called their relatives in New Zealand. They're fully alive, and they didn't seem to know about any major earthquake. What's
mm-hmm.
going on there? Is JW hallucinating under the pressures of Astro leaving?
No. No, they did. Just because somebody didn't die and somebody's family didn't die, they don't know everybody in New Zealand. Everybody in New Zealand doesn't know everybody in New Zealand. There's all kind of things. It's kind of like you don't know that Donald J. Trump went to the White House. Well, everybody knows that, don't they? They watched the motorcade everywhere. You saw the motorcade coming, saw him pulling in, but they don't know that. See, that's even worse. New Zealand, Australia, those places are even worse. But the government has a tighter, thicker control. Switzerland is the same way. That's why Bert won't watch anything else, because everything he sees is channeled or throated through what they want you to know. They have to keep this ruse going, Bob. Because the second people realize that all is lost, that all is lost. The second they
right.
realize
and so
that the
Bert,
war is over,
yeah.
it's too.
Yeah, the war is over and they lost is what the whole statement is. The war is over
that's
and they
true.
Lost.
And then
Bert,
something
so
will happen, and then something will happen, and they'll roll along, and then they'll come back and say, oh, well, yeah, two of the neighbors did die. Yeah, oh, yeah, that town, we're not going to get anybody from that particular town in. Oh yeah, there haven't been any YouTubes out of there. Yeah, they did. Yeah, there are no YouTube. The newscasters are different than the news was late. Yeah, when is the news late? That's kind of strange.
Okay, we got
and we've been having sketchy internet activity.
Yeah. you said Bert, that's why he doesn't watch anything else. He only watches, listens to Ion. That's what you meant there.
Well, and what we demand that he look at when he's got to get some points.
Okay.
He's got to get points. He's got to get points.
All right, we got that. So a million people died. How big was the earthquake? They say it was 3.8. What is it that actually was?
We're still going on. The 3.8 is true, but that was aftershocks. It was more like an 8.2.
Okay.
And they registered that now. Here you want to go. Here you want to go. Go to the GeoTrack Watcher in Indonesia, and it picked it up in New Zealand and qualified it. You know the thing that Opie always does and sends us the earthquake tracker? She tracked it.
Yeah.
She knows. She didn't say nothing. She knows.
She
only responded.
She hasn't been doing that the last 3 or 4 months.
She has. She don't need to. No, she's fine. She's very fine. We didn't do that. We didn't do that. We got her quiet.
Does she listen to the show? Does she listen?
Always, every week, every time. She's in all the time. We told her to lay down for a minute. She's got to lay down. She can't get you. She's more valuable, Bob.
Right. Okay, so Carolyn, you looked up and you see the statistics. Indonesia is registered the 8.2 ion, is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, so who they praised the female president, premier of New Zealand. Very good during COVID. They had no deaths. But then I think I heard later transitions started to happen. Now, she says we cannot have it out that we had this earthquake and a million people died. Why is she trying to hide it? Or is the tech body hiding it?
She has to. She has to hide it.
The authorities, the fake authorities, are determined to say everything is a new day, it's a wonderful world, and tragedy's not happening. That's their main motive
keep,
in the news world.
Yeah, well, if you look underneath it, what they're actually saying is, due to a series of unfortunate events, J.R. Bob Dobbs announced in a press release most recently, not listed on Drudge Report, to whatever you do under any circumstances, if any issue or problem arises, please remember, don't panic, and please continue typing. That's all you got to do.
So that's a smart move to have no panic. Is that good?
We don't know.
Us?
We don't know. Work for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, so we don't know.
Okay. So here's what my questions are. Ion Start recently said, opened up something I posted, forget the general theme, might have been about the economy, RNA drops being the foundation of the coming new economy. Ion starts off, the bifurcation of Canada. Where's the split? The bifurcation of Canada, what's that? What are you referring to?
The references. Same thing that happened in Mongolia, Bob. Same thing that happened in Mongolia. It's split.
I don't know what happened.
It's right down the middle.
Oh, is this an earthquake talk or government talk or provinces seceding and going to the states? What is the bifurcation of Canada?
Yes, 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 and yes. All four of those will apply.
Right. Why will Alberta go to the Washington and southern states below it? Why will Ontario go to New Hampshire, Vermont, whatever is below it? Is it because they recognize there's no power in Ottawa? There's something empty there?
Yes.
Okay. Are more and more people finding out that Trudeau is no longer with us? Trudeau is no.
Well, that's not. More they don't. You can't say that out loud. You can't say that out loud, but they are most certainly noticing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, then JW brought up. So we stand by JW. Yes, a million died. JW's not hallucinating. It happened in our world, the world we think we're in. That's the given. When JW said the other day that Biden is gone, we know Biden is a double. The double is gone. Mm-hmm. You described an hour or two ago about the condition of that double, sort of lost. And then I speculated, I said to JW, well, Biden's gone because the people behind Biden, the people in the Democratic Mafia, Democratic Party Mafia that control Biden, came out of New York and were around Andrew Cuomo. And J.W. said, yes. Do you agree
with
J.W.?
As well. Don't say yes, say
right.
As well. Because it's a
so
separate,
when I talk,
two separate confusing positions here. You get that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I talk about the mafia running the Democratic Party and guns at Burr. And
yeah, but if somebody were to ask you, yeah, we know all that. We know what you know.
Yeah,
what we're trying to say
I
is what you're going to do. What are you going to do when somebody asks you to qualify what the damn mafia is? What are you going to say then?
I know.
What are you going to say? Yeah,
I'll say
that's
aliens.
The
problem. I'll say aliens.
Well, I know, but then they're going to call you card carrying crazy the way they already sort of think
of
you.
Oh, is that
anyway.
Going to matter? It's not. Okay.
Now we're negotiating, Bob. So
yeah. So
okay.
Listen to this. So I called it metaphorically the kind of mafia control of Biden. I called the Sinaloan cartel. Okay, but
we wish you wouldn't do that.
Too much.
Don't say that.
So I'm not doing that.
Well, because
the point,
they're real. No. So you can say the cartel because there's a lot of cartels. Just say the cartel.
Yes.
See, we're not going to bring the. We didn't even tell you about the Colombians because you wouldn't be dead. You'd be dead. That's what you'd be. Don't even talk about the. We didn't even tell you that because you'd be running around, be on your goddamn Facebook. I work for the Colombian cartel and I've been to Bogota and I like emeralds and they're good. See, we're not going to do it. We're not going to get you into that. You got about all the bubble gum you can chew, big, and you just better stay on your. Watch your pints and quarts and you'll be all right.
All right. So so that metaphor of some kind of vicious control, a coup, you could say, in America, that
coup de grace.
When Cuomo, the Trump's return was symbolized or shown by the resignation of Cuomo, right? That's the big
certainly.
Marker point
certainly.
In the Android
certainly.
Meme. In the end,
because why in the world
okay.
would he resign? He had the tiger by the tail. Fuck, they wanted him president over Biden. Wasn't he like Michael Avenatti? They thought more of him than they thought of Jesus fucking Christ. And now all of a sudden, they're going to crucify him just like they did Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, so listen, Biden stepped down. What was told to him that Joint Chiefs of Staff who insulted Biden was it that team that told Biden that told Cuomo to get the hell out? Some kind of message.
Oh, Trump.
Maybe Trump did.
Trump told him to quietly step away or you're on your own.
Which means you get nailed for the granny.
You get nailed for the granny murders.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay,
that's
so
right.
what...
And that comes
what
from
a dean,
Janice Dean caused that. You know that, don't you?
She caused the downfall of Cuomo?
She did. Little bitty woman.
Oh.
Single-handedly. Janice Dean, yep.
Yeah, she said, you killed my parents. I'm going to prove that you did. And then, meanwhile, Trump comes in. How did he prove to Cuomo that he was in charge now? Returned. How did he prove
when
that?
When he got away, Cuomo got away with killing all them people and doing all that bullshit and all that stuff. He was masterfully in charge of everything. And somebody could say, he looked at my ass and rubbed my back. And they said, oh, God damn it, you're gone. We got you now. You rubbed somebody's back? You rubbed a woman's back? Oh, you molested motherfucker. We're going to kill you. And it's kind of like a little bitty nothing thing brought his entire government, as the Queen would say, and government in my name brought his government down.
Right.
Something
and
that he never saw
in
coming.
The media.
He never saw that coming. He never saw that coming. He never saw it coming.
Right.
But if he gets
so
impeached,
happened.
He can never run for anything else. That's the only reason he resigned. Because if he gets impeached, he can never run for office again. And he don't want that. He wants to come back. He's like bad money, Bob. He wants back in the saddle. Don't you worry. He wants it.
Okay, but look. So he started to see the media started to go against him. And then Trump phoned and said, see what's going on? You think I'm not part of this?
Indirectly. It was a little bit more nefarious than that. He said, you either step away or I'm going to show you what it feels like. You're talking about what you know. I'm going to show you what, I don't know what you know, but I'm going to show you what you know feels like. And then it's kind of like,
okay.
Oh, shit. And then it got ugly after
that. I got that. So then the Joint Chiefs of Staff guy, Ed posted the article. He does that scene with Biden. That's another marker of, and I think that happened after Trump did the motorcade, you know, on Monday or
that's
so.
Right.
Monday,
you're
Tuesday.
Correct.
Then the general tells
that's
and
correct.
Wants it out in the media what they're saying. Okay, it's there for
that's
people to
correct.
See. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Now, on to another level.
You're doing
the
so
regular
much better.
Doctors.
Bob, your lucidity has increased tremendously. You're doing good. It's very good.
Oh, the electrolytes have been improving. That's probably it.
That's family.
Count special medicine, special treatment of me.
Yeah.
Tars, teeny tonic.
Tars, teeny tonic. That's it.
Tinny, T-I-N-N-Y, tinny?
Minerals, to be tinny.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing, in general, listening to Ian talk about the ridiculous average doctor, you know, injecting people with these vaccines, and they can find out that it's not too good, but they don't. What is wrong with these doctors? They don't have normal doctor ethics anymore. Is something caused
they're looking,
that?
They're looking at everything from a post-mortem state. They're gauging their doctoring on post-mortem. And that's a true position. Now, you can ask Carolyn. Carolyn tell you, that's a whole science. They all in that. They do that. Ain't no question there. They do. But you can't doctor from a post-mortem position. Okay, I'm going to doctor you. I know you're going to die, so I'm going to doctor you in such a way that you don't look bad that I killed you. Post-mortem.
Right.
You're giving advice post-mortem. It's a very different conversation. Then I want you thriving, alive, well, and on your own, and your best behavior, see?
Yeah, so that's, Croker in the early 90s wrote about the general cynicism that was in the population. That's an aspect of the general cynicism, is the doctor profession and the lawyer profession, very cynical.
And a philoptic value with a philoptic value, yes.
What's philoptic? You mean cycloptic?
Cycloptic value, yes, a cycloptic value.
Right, so that's why Carol and I sound nutty when we say we have solutions. We sound optimistic. That's not the common sense, the sensus communis of the population in general. They're too cynical.
This is the same doctor that took. This is the same doctor that took the oath and crossed her fingers to take the hypocritic oath. To say, I will do no harm under no circumstances. They even crossed her fingers.
Yeah, and she didn't do it. She lied. Right. She crossed her fingers. So I'm not taking this hypocrite. She actually was a candidate for cynicism. She
that
lied
was a, that
in
was
the
a hypocrite.
Becoming doctor.
That
yeah,
was
she's
a, hypocrite.
A hypocrite.
And she and but now she's been a truthful one. She stuck with it all this time. She ain't budged yet. She's still with it.
What'd you say, Karen? What'd you say?
Hypocritical oath.
Yeah. Hypocritical oath. All right, so that explains the doctor cynicism.
Just don't piss her off. That's all you got to do. Just don't piss her off. Everything's good.
All right, so my next question. Was it planned that the vaccine would mix with the virus bacteria and be deadly, or was that unforeseen in nature?
Computer says yes, it was prescribed. Proscribed. Not prescribed. Proscribed.
That's the plandemic you want to use now. That term.
How clever of you. You're so clever.
Right. Now, the point is that people around Peter Adiki, there's these weird names around Fauci that were part of the Wuhan lab funding. They were part of the planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
As well. We say as well. Because, see, you're just picking up points and trying to validate them. And you can say, I am said. But, I mean, you're just drying lettuce, Bob. You're just spinning the water off lettuce.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But just don't validate it. That you had some little acrimonious positional point that became value to somebody other than yourself.
Oh, so what I'm finding out and validating is not valued by other people.
Well, maybe. We don't know that, but you use it as a mantra. If you could do it that way, we'd say, great, but that's not what you're doing. You ride it. You write it for all that it's worth. It's why God created Facebook for you, Bob.
Okay. The old aliens. Are sucking up to the queen by attacking Buckingham Palace to improve their resumes. Oh, yeah. So the queen, the queen was associated with the Nazis, her family, her relatives. So the old aliens.
With the Germans, there were Germans before they were Nazis, Bob. You're saying that it's a Nazi thing. It wasn't a Nazi thing. The Germans were involved in the Third Reich because they were Germans, not because they were Nazis. Don't fuck that up, you. Because they would never, the Queen would never engage straight out with Eva von Nazi. Braun. She's not going to get into that bullshit. She's smarter than that. Even if she felt that way, she's not going to pick a side. She won't pick a side in her own goddamn country. How's she going to pick something over fascist and never
right.
mind.
But the queen, her parents and relatives decided to work with such Germans as the Quant family.
Yeah, that's right.
This is an example. Okay, so the aliens are forced to work with the Nazis, and then they come over here with Wernher von Braun over to America, and they're stuck with these Nazi people, and they don't like them, but there's nothing else to play with. I'm suggesting that, okay, we're going to get hauled up in court by the new aliens, so we better improve our resume. Let's pretend we're pissed off. We were always pissed off at the Nazis, so we'll attack Buckingham Palace because they were associated with the Germans. Is that their agenda, to improve their resume, make themselves look better? They're belatedly attacking the Germans.
As well, because, see, there's still parts of So we got to be careful now. Okay, Bob, go back. You may have to call Bert. Call Bert on the phone. Say, hey, Bert. It's a little late his time, but call Bert. Say, hey, Bert, what has Ian said about Stuttgart, Germany?
Right.
What has
Ian
said about Stuttgart? It's very, very strange.
So the aliens want access
three or four
to that.
Times.
If
they
leave
do very
the
much,
Pentagon.
Very much. Very much they do.
Yeah, since they left the Pentagon, they got to function economically, so they want to go to where the treasures are and make their bank accounts full. Motive.
You screwed that up when you started eating people's eyeballs. You started eating their eyeballs. You swallowed their eyes, so they can see. They have to see the world through your stomach.
Right. Okay.
That was a bee fart. That was a bee fart quote. You know that, right? Through the eyes of my stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, very good. Okay. Angels can be very tiny. Are they living on the level of the cellular? They're tiny like cells of our body?
As well as being a mighty rushing wind and a conqueror. Do you remember Aladdin and his pretend gin, his blue gin? The size of a blue gin, which can be like monster for large, like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters.
Right. So in the angel chart, we can look at it's micro and macro. Angels are tiny and angels are big in that chart.
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
They can be big.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's the wrong question. The question is, does it take angels? Hang on. Are angels required to make the lotus flower bloom? We'd say yes.
Okay, good.
That's huge. So it's an angel diagram. Hada, 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 hada. It's an angel diagram, isn't it?
Yes. That's right. That's what we call it.
And when you open that diagram, that's the opening of the lotus flower, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the mass presumption. Listen, that's the mass presumption of ascension, isn't it?
Yes.
Do lotus flowers bloom and unbloom?
Yes.
They do? How do they unbloom? Have you ever seen a lotus flower unbloom?
No.
Ah, You're on to something.
Well, they don't unbloom.
Correct. Once they bloom,
they wither?
Bloomed.
Do they blither?
Depends. Depends. Well, no, you blither. You blither.
Do they wither?
The withering depends. Depends on the water. Depends on the water.
Okay. That reminded me.
It's like sex in Versailles. Depends on who you're sleeping with, Bob.
Did you say Versailles?
We did. Sex in Versailles. Depends on who you're sleeping with.
Okay. The Vitruvian movement, is that an OA movement?
It is. Yep.
Now, the move, Karen was showing me the Vitruvian movement. You move your arms up and down to your side.
Yep.
Is that an action of something interacting in the cell? Are you mining cellular action?
Lay that in. No, it's in the codex, Bob. You had that. Shit, we broke into the goddamn Vatican and got it for you. It's in the picture with the man bringing his arms down, for Pete's sake. Or as you would say, no, you wouldn't say anything. As Carolyn would say, lowering your chi. That's what she would call it. And she's very smart. She would know that, though.
Right. So the action on the cellular, which is what we are, humans are more cellular than bone and skeleton. The movements,
maybe
movement.
I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna let you get by with that, but we're gonna call you on it because you really don't know the difference, the subversive difference between the bars of bones. See, that's the prison, or the bones. That's the prison.
Yeah.
The bars of bones. You don't really know what you're saying. We're gonna let you pass because you're talking broad scale. You really don't have a clue what you're talking about, but you're doing a good job. But if you knew what you were talking about, you wouldn't say that. You'd say that this vessel that contains it. So the thing that holds your clothes or your shorts, you don't really wear a shirt, but the thing except on Friday, the thing that holds your clothes on your body, is that you, Bob, or is that a part of you? Those washable shoes, are they you? Are they the subcutaneous part of you, Bob? Are your shoes an extension of your body? No. It's what you cover your body with. So if you look at it that way, the way you consider these bars of bones, you'd look at it a little bit different. Esoterically, you'd give it a broader spectrum meaning. And that's why we're trying to give you a nickel's back of enlightening, not necessarily for you because you're going to figure it out. But Bert's going to have a question, goddammit. Nobody else may, but Bert's going to have a question. So we want to make sure we are attentive so he knows what to ask. That's good, Bob.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yep.
You're doing so good. You're doing good. Did you thank Carolyn for giving her your time? Did you thank Carolyn for giving up her time?
No, I didn't.
Better.
No.
You better.
Now
you better be thankful.
Well, thank
you. She could retrieve it. She could retrieve it, you know.
Yeah, I'll thank you later. Okay, so we know that when you portal, you go through the cellular. So a lot of action goes in the cellular. The movements get you traveling, and then you have to return, and you have to understand the movement.
To the plane of essence.
Right. And the chart over on the wall there, which has basic movements of the frequency level I was talking about below, that's below the cellular. It might be musical movements. That's what Thompson would say, musical movements of the angelic. But just us in the cellular, musical movements below the cellular. When the fake beginning, when consciousness woke up and became aware of itself, it made a move. Like you show a cell, amoeba or something, the single cell amoeba, they move across the liquid and then they bump into another amoeba or something. But these movements were the first movements of a fake beginning of consciousness. That's why the arm movements are miming the movements of essence, our essence, across the meat sack, physical world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's right.
It's
that's
movement.
Right. That's
and that's what
right.
The Sufis were showing with their dancing movements. They were trying to tap into the original movements.
Well, no, they were trying to mark the distance. They're trying to mark the difference. And the tribal, that takes you what you talk about, Jack, every goddamn week about the tribal vicinity.
Yeah.
You make reference to the tribal vicinity, which is what Croker was trying to explain. Like, you know Croker.
Yeah, that's a phrase, vibrational proximity, applies to what you just said.
Yes, very good. Cool. So, boy, for an uneducated motherfucker, you get around, don't you, Bob?
Right. Now, there was a priest in Paris, Jousse, J-O-U-S-S-E.
Yeah, Jousse.
He gave lectures.
Jousse, you're not saying it right. Jousse.
Yeah,
like
I think he was a Jesuit priest.
Like an au jus. Like an au jus, like a gravy, jus. Like a jus.
Right. So he gave talks, and James Joyce attended them. And he talked about the gestural came before the verbal in human communication.
Right. Well, he referred to it as the provocateur. The provocateur, actually.
All right. Was he trying to talk about what I'm talking about that he kind of intuitively discovered?
He was trying to prove Croker wrong, but he didn't do it very well, did he?
No. And what would Croker say that was right and he couldn't prove wrong? Which part of Croker?
Oh, the environment is a subsidy of the containment. The environment is the subsidy of the containment. That's the short version.
Yeah, and it's communicated by movement or gesture.
Right, and then you're gonna run into some devil thing before it's over with, and you're probably not gonna make it anyway. So, it pretty much goes south after that, Bob, as well, you know.
Now, wouldn't the refining of movement in the initial fake beginning of consciousness would lead to dance and coitus? It's the gesturing of coitus and dancing.
Well, but that's not the reason for it. That's the altimeter's version. The altimeter's version. Altimeter's version. The height.
Can't you say outcome?
The breadth. The height, the length, the breadth.
Yeah.
Breadth.
But isn't that the outcome?
Maybe. But, okay. How high an airplane is in the sky doesn't tell you where the plane's going to land, and the landing place would be the outcome. The altimeter tells you how high or low you are in proximity to the ground. So that's why this is about Croker and not Thompson. Because, see, the ground isn't included.
The gestures are measurements.
Got it. That's right. And, see, that's where McLuhan would say, you've lost your mind. You're assuming there's an airplane. Who said there was an airplane? You're not you're flying the plane. The plane's not flying you, you know, in some ridiculous context from their point.
Okay, so then the keys and airs, they're not dealing with the OA movements and the OA movement's purpose.
No.
It gets back
home.
The keys and airs are movement gesturals to the angel world.
To the altimeter that tells you how high or low you are to the angel.
Okay, so there's these movements. And so the altimeter applies the keys and airs, and the OA movements is something different. But they both come out of gesture.
No. The OA movements tell you where to get back, to go back to where you started from, how to land where you took off from. They tell you they're
right.
That's why it's the difference. The one is where, one is an ETA, where'd you come from, where you're going to. Sue Bowman called it the locator. The OA movement
right.
is the locator. The keys
and airs
tell you what kind of flight you're gonna have, how high or low your flight's gonna be, how quick you're gonna move, how it's gonna go.
So they
that's very good.
They go
that was about that was almost brilliant, Bob, for you. That was better than your usual shit, by the way.
Bert's going to collapse on this part of the session. Right. Yeah. So the we're figuring.
Oh my God! Thrombosis! Oh
yeah.
No.
But listen, this is now. This is communication. The ascended people don't need to communicate. So it's when you engage social motor.
No! Wait, that's not true. Stop! Hold on now. Slow up a minute. They do. They just don't have to. They
I understand that. They enjoy it. And so there's rules of play.
It's like you say, it's a pastime. You'll talk to inappropriate people who don't get what you're saying, who don't know what you said, who don't know what you mean, who don't even what you're talking about, don't even know who you are, get drunk, come on the show and listen for 12 hours and not have anything to say. Meanwhile, you're running the whole world in the sidebar, and you find that clever somehow. We don't know why, but you find that clever somehow. So. Karen doesn't understand it either, but, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy communication.
Well, whatever that means. Good.
No, it's what you were
communication,
saying.
But communication you can do with yourself. You've been talking to yourself for years.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. I do it myself or others, and that's the detachment which you say the ascended has. They can communicate, but they don't need it.
God.
I don't need it.
God, are you bragging or complaining? That's what we're trying to figure out.
I don't care. I'm bragging or complaining.
So that's bragging. So that's bragging, man. You're bragging. Yeah. You got to say that. If you didn't
okay,
care, you wouldn't have to say it in the first place, right?
Oh, okay.
Thou mayest have prescribed themselves a prescription.
All right. So then I'm looking down my list here. So the I Ching and the 384 lines and the lunar cycles are later, denser movement things that come from the movement that's
called,
on my wall.
That's called. That's Luna Nera. Luna Nera. N-E-R-A.
Luna Nera.
Very good.
That's two words.
It is two words. Luna Nera. Perfect.
And so, so McKenna was trying to tap into this with his time wave, figure out some kind of movements that had a pattern, repetitive pattern.
He's just trying to know the logarithm of a frequency. And that's the logarithm doesn't matter. Okay, the pitch or the yaw or the amplitude or the frequency doesn't give you the details. See? Doesn't tell you what the end of the wavelength is. That's why very few can triangulate well.
Right. You said that McKenna's time wave does not give you those details. That's what you were saying.
Correct. He was trying to do it from a trigonometric view, and you have to do it from an algorithm, not a trigonometric position.
Well, you have to do the Fourier form. You have to do geometry and trigonometry. You got to do both.
That's true, but that's not this conversation, though. See, we're not even talking about that. We said that's just another outcome of how you're able to do it and others can't.
Yeah, you got to do the algorithmic. Mm-hmm. And if you're going into the I Ching time wave frame.
Excellent.
So,
however fleeting. Now, notice that's fleeting. However fleeting, that's the rest of the story. So go ahead.
Yeah, so Donald Trump is taking Australia out of the Commonwealth. That came up somewhere, isn't it? Asking you.
It is. It's out.
Now,
out now. They've closed it.
Right. Now, is that why the Queen doesn't trust Trump? Because he's taking apart her Commonwealth?
Nah, they swapped it. They're going to give it back to Philippines.
They're going to give the Commonwealth back to the Philippines.
That's where they got it from. Yep.
And that's the native cultures of Philippines deserve that.
Doesn't make any, they don't care if they deserve it or not. They want their land back.
Right. So the land.
You like it or not, they don't really care if you like it or not.
The land is Australia? They want Australia back?
They do. It was where it came from.
So the Queen is, Trump's taking it out, and the Queen has to go along with it. Because it's going back to the Philippines.
She can't. Okay, right. Or she has to make a declaration of war and go defend it. The bitch can't quite do that, can she? So let it go.
Right. So the Queen, that's the part of the operations that are happening now that makes the Queen not trust Trump.
Yeah. Well, the Queen's problem is that she don't have a Margaret Thatcher. If she had a Margaret Thatcher back, by God, Margaret Thatcher'd blow their shit up. There wouldn't be anything left. You want to leave? Okay, you're going to leave. You're going to be dead. But, yeah, come on. Come in here. Oh, isn't that what happened to Argentina? That's happened to that, too, didn't it? Falklands, yes. That was Falklands.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
So if you had somebody strong at the stern, you could say something. Say something. That's why we get away with it. Because it's that Margaret Thatcher position of, well, we got to get people strong enough to be able to do our bidding. If you have that, then you don't have all this conversation. We don't even want to get started. We don't want to say something rude. But
you were
anyway, anyway.
Yeah, you have those. But you're saying you have mm-hmm. strong soldiers. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do.
And that's us. Bob and Connie. Right. Okay.
You're not very obedient, but you're very strong.
Yes.
You have this awful, arduous position of having a mind of your own. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Becomes a shadow and bone. Shadow and bone.
Shadow and bone, B-O-N-E.
Yes. Not Sue Bone, okay. Just the bone. Like the bone
right.
As in marrow, the grit and glory.
Yes. Okay. Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, they're building something they call the Great Reset. Is that based on
yep.
child trafficking? Is that how you remember
yeah.
the elite?
And
it
other,
is. Child trafficking
and other aspects,
your membership.
And other aspects. And
right.
other aspects. Now,
well, it's like
don't get into EIDR. Don't get into EIDR, but that's part of that too.
EIDR, yes. But in Mexican drug cartels.
Listen, Karen. He acts like he knows what the fuck EIDR is. He's like, oh, yes, I know
I
all about
it up.
EIDR.
I looked it up. I bookmarked it.
Oh,
that
my
means
God.
I know something.
He's going to accept cookies, Carol. He's going to take cookies. Run, get out of the house right now. He's going to let cookies come in the house. Don't do it, Bob. Don't do it.
Okay.
Now, you wanted to know about child porn or something, right?
Yeah, in the Mexican cartels, a young guy who's forced to work in there, they have to kill their best friend to show, I don't know, how negative they can be. It's a similar. If you want to be part of the global elite of the reset that are now gone, but up to this point, you had to get blackmailed and be seen interacting with child trafficking and child sex and all
yeah.
that. That was a membership. Would you agree with that?
And of course, but we're saying, what's the point? Is that a problem? I mean, you know, it's like pledging a fraternity. You got to drink liquor and run around with your clothes off or something. You know, it's like you act like that's bad
yeah.
or something.
No, I didn't say it was bad. I just said, wondering if that's a condition because.
Yeah, but you intimate that that's the reason for this proclivitous action that's so terrible. See,
well, it's
the
way
like,
you control
yeah,
people.
Okay,
you could blackmail them. Isn't that a blackmail factor? Just like if you kill somebody, they know that on you.
Until the blackmailer says, hell yes, I done it. I slept with them. I slept with all of them. Bring them in here and I'll sleep with you. Until you do that, now the blackmailer ain't got no, they got no powder. Their powder's all wet. Then they got no gunpowder. Their saltpeter's wet. So that's the way you handle that is you buffet it. Buffeted about
that. Well, you're saying that I run the Mexican cartel, I blackmail everybody, and then I admit
yeah.
I'm blackmailable?
Yeah,
what do you admit?
Yeah. Bob, you've admitted being a pedophile, you've admitted being into necrophilia, you've admitted being a pedophile, you know what it was, you were agreeing to that too. You're everything, Bob, so we can't get anything on Bob. Hell yeah, Bob said on live on the air what he done, you can't tell on Bob. I'm going to tell you himself. He don't care. It's all right.
Yeah, but
he
listen.
He said he spread his seed from sea to shining sea.
Are you saying that the blackmailer controllers, they would have to say it publicly on 60 Minutes? That's when they get in trouble. Because if they don't tell anybody or tell many people beyond the cult that they are blackmailable, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's
right.
only in relation to the public.
If they do blackmail you, you get on 60 Minutes and say, oh, yeah, by the way, somebody's going to try to blackmail me. I'm going to tell you right now, I did it. Just put that on me. I did it. Then they all say, well, okay, he admitted it. He's sorry. Who cares? Man, say he's sorry. Everybody, we've all sinned and fallen short of the grace and glory of God. Praise Bob. We got
okay.
a new song for you, but we can't do it tonight because you're going to be out of town here in just a few minutes. But it's called Amazing Bob. Oh, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a hymn for the ages. Brahms
what is?
Never wrote a story, so listen, the new Amazing Bob song, it's going to be great. They can't do it tonight,
oh, the new
you don't
song.
Have time. Finish your
right.
shit, let's go.
Yeah, this number that called into our spot here, 206-089-4071, I call, it's busy all the time. What is that? Who is there? Why are they busy?
That's a not this world connection that are listening. You have others that are not from this world listening. That's a connection.
That's another
now, we're not
world.
Talking about no. We're not talking about parallel worlds. We're talking about a separate world connection. That's what the SIPs and where you can be all over the world. What they call the tour.
SIP. Yeah.
The tour. No. Call it tour. That's the connection. T O R.
When you talk about other worlds, does that involve the different JWs, the different Bobs?
It can. Well, Bob shows up the same way every time, so you can't tell the difference in Bobs.
Mm.
That's why Carolyn can always recognize. You know, Carolyn is different sometimes. Sometimes she's sweet. Sometimes she's sharp. Sometimes she's interested. And sometimes she's like, get the fuck away from me. Go away. I'll stomp you to death kind of thing. You know, next one, that's the different Carolyn. But Bob is always all of those always. It's always the same.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, it's always that same Bob. With all those things, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the mean, the horny, the ridiculous, the insipid, all those are all of the Bobs all the time. So you have all of them. You've done it so long, I guess now you've just kind of merged them all together. So it's the great emergence.
That's why I don't do literal parallel worlding, because I'm in touch with all the worlds. I'm all things anyways.
You recognize them all equally anyway. And we're not trying to make an excuse for that, because that's your problem, not our issue. So it's okay, because you don't really care. You didn't notice anyway. I mean,
right.
It could take you to another world and do this exact same thing. Somebody would give you a tap your hat, and you'd go, well, that's nice. They actually tap that. They do every week. I'm like, yeah, I always get there. Everybody praises me sooner or later. That's not a surprise. Carolyn's just trying to figure out how you got to be in charge. That's the only thing she's trying to
You can't figure that out.
That's her only quality she's trying to solve. Then it's on. We're off for the races then, Bob. If she ever figures that out, we in it to win it.
Right. So the... because I'm integrated, all these realms and dimensions, worlds.
Well, we'll see about your integration. Yeah, that might be an interesting thing. We'll see how that works. It's pretty words, y'all. That's Bob's talking pretty words. We'll see if that holds or not.
Right. Now, when I arrived at Perfect Blood, what did that do to this integrated multi-world person?
It amped up the AO2SO4 formula. It's like almost giving sign that the coast was, kiss could say, clear. The coast was clear to proceed. It was a tiny little marker in the larger zeitgeist. Remember the one that Marshall McLuhan warned you about?
Yeah. So it was a marker of the change we've come to now, and I'm affecting the universe's atmosphere.
How did the Playboy interview end, Bob, with Marshall McLuhan? How did the Playboy interview end? You remember?
No, yeah, it's kind of a famous quote. He said,
right.
For me, he said, for him, the book was closing, but that
That's
may
right.
be the real beginning. And then he says,
right.
we will travel the way, the stars are mere way stations. That's what he said. The stars
That's
are
right.
mere way
stations. Exactly.
Mere way
stations. Your ascended blood represents that exact statement as a direct quote from you, by the by.
He got that from me. Okay.
He really wasn't that clever, was he?
I know. He just knew who to hang out with. He understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the pearls.
Well,
okay.
Well, except for his brain surgeon, he wasn't too good with him. So,
no. Okay, so why is JFK Sr., the guy who was assassinated in 1963? Why is he coming back?
No, it's his son, Junior.
Oh, okay, it's not JFK, and he never staged his plane crash. He didn't have the experience.
That's correct.
Yes,
he didn't have that.
He did.
But
he
we talked about
it.
that. We talked about that before when we made references, because you were making references about the sister who married the politician in California.
Hmm. Right. So that's Schwarzenegger. He married a Kennedy.
And don't forget Caroline. Don't forget Caroline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she married a friend of John Brockman, who Amazing Polly has analyzed.
We know.
Was John Brockman fully aware of the child trafficking levels of his friend Epstein, and he engaged that world?
Yes, Bob. Okay. I mean, it's like Meryl Streep getting on the stage and says, "Who hadn't slept with Harvey Weinstein, for God's sake?" You can't. She got up and on stage and said in front of everyone, "Who hasn't slept with Harvey Weinstein, for God's sake?" You can't say that kind of stuff and it not be genuine. You don't make that as a joke, for Pete's sake. I mean, it's not really funny if it is. So, but it's only funny if it's true. That's what it's funny about. You bitch, you said that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so she had to sleep with him.
And she said everybody did. So.
Yeah, I think he was famous.
You can tell us about your experience with him. He's going to get out of jail, though. Don't worry about that. He's getting out.
I know that. Yeah, she was famous, I think, before he showed up in Hollywood. But for subsequent roles,
That's right. See, you're only as good as your neck. You know, you're not as good as your last movie. As Vivian Leigh said in her hard en français repose, you're only as good as your next movie. You're never as good as your last movie. You're only as good as your next movie. She didn't have any more after that, did she? Fiddle-dee-dee.
Right. So she didn't have any because she stopped sleeping with him.
Well, no. She didn't. There was no next movie, so she died in infamy.
Oh, you mean because of the lockdown? Well, they're making a few movies, aren't they? They're trying to make movies, I heard.
Olivia de Havilland maybe makes some more, but Vivian Leigh's not making many more movies, Bob.
No, what about, I'm talking about Meryl Streep.
Oh, who cares? She's not an actress. She's just a whore. She's not an actress. She don't do, what movie does she play? She don't play with nothing. They just tell her stuff. She's walking in, though. Don't count. We're talking about Olivia de Havilland. We're talking about Vivian Leigh. We're talking about Little Mary Pickford, real artisans, Bob, not these pretend shits that's growing there where they're packed up, pimped out, pissed out, we don't even want to say it with the baby's blood. We don't even get all started with that stuff. That's fictitious. We want some real meat. We need some Jane Wyman. That's real meat, Bob. Jane Wyman. Not Jane Wyatt.
Okay.
Jane Wyman. There's a difference.
Right.
That was Reagan's first wife.
Right, I know. So Meryl Streep, she's the one who said publicly who hasn't slept with Weinstein.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
In the award ceremony.
So does Astro's transition affect the disappearance, the evaporation of the Milky Way?
We're gonna see. It very well may. It may close the gaps. There's going to be some gaps closing.
Is that what happens when the Milky Way is occupant
we'll
of a gap, and when the gap closes, evaporation?
It folds. Stop talking. It folds. You remember, well, if you ever folded a towel, you'd know that, but you take it out of the dryer and it's warm, and you fold it, to make it compacting to fit in a certain space. That folding is what will happen to the Milky Way. It'll be as dense as it ever was, just like every human being on the earth. If you took the space, the ionosphere out of every cell in the body, every human on the planet would fit in the size of a sugar cube. Granted, it would be a very, very dense sugar cube, but if you took the space out of all those cells, it would fit in the size of a normal sugar cube.
Great. Now, you use that phrase, talk about time, the folding over. That's an important phrase, the folding over. So a lot of
But now we're talking about the Milky Way. We're not talking about time. We're talking about the Milky Way galaxy. Dismissing of it, it's not going to dissipate. It's going to fold over. And that's huge because then worlds will bump into worlds. That's why you're bumping into some of these other worlds already now. that are very close,
who,
that weren't so
who's
close.
Who's we? Me or?
The new world.
The new world.
They're finding new worlds. They're finding new worlds, Bob. They're noticing things. They finally have started closing their eyes and seeing things, Bob. They've started closing their eyes and seeing.
When Karen showed me the picture of the heart, it looked like, you know, several foldings. So the folding action is one of the main actions of reality, of matter, of frequency involvement.
We call the folding an interloper. Interloper. Mm. We can play with that another time. But the folding would be known as an interloper. See what Bert does with that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when my face is in hologram and I'm running the solar system, I've folded into it, or I folded it into my fold.
That's a nice way.
Right.
Now, your prescriptive adjectives are a bit waning, but the meaning is sound. You don't know what you're talking about, but you're making pretty words.
Yes, and I don't know if I have more to say. The folding.
Hurry up, Carolyn's going to bed.
Right. So you're going to do more on the disappearance of the universe, which involves not light years. No light years involved with the folding action.
Bob, we're gonna show in the folding action that someone's got to die. We're gonna show you what the defeated look like. Yep, it's gonna be good.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun. And we're not picking because we're gonna try to give everybody a way out best we can. But if they don't get out, it's not gonna be our fault. We're gonna give them a chance. Well, what some would say we already have, and they obsolete their opportunity. So we're gonna see. But we're gonna try our best to give them an opportunity to hit it.
Right. So that's when we become globally known after the alien contact. I start broadcasting.
You're fucking globally known now. How in the fuck did Skip find you in the first fucking place? How did Skip find you in the first place if you're not globally known now?
Okay, so I'm globally known and doing this, and that's what we're going to get into, hyperdrive, communicating through the monolithic structures from the bunker or someplace, or even before the bunker. Starting now, we're broadcasting the offering to people to ascend. That has to be heard by everybody.
And if you don't become a hard-hearted Hannah, it won't work good for you. We promise. You stand back and watch.
Does Hannah Strong know about us?
Yeah.
Would she like to involve us in her organization as a sub-cult that she collects cults?
Yeah, I know, but that's fixing to say, it's not a big click cult these days, is it? So, yeah, that's why we said to leave the hard-hearted Hannah out of it.
Right, you're saying we're not a very powerful cult, or she isn't.
No, her cultish cults don't last very long because she keeps jumping them and then having another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another. It's like the awareness, their fleeting
movement. Okay, I think you mentioned the term nucleosynthesis. And I have here the cosmic formation of atoms more complex than the hydrogen atom. Is that part of the new world, or is that something that happened in another timing? What is this cosmic formation of atoms more complex?
We're saying that that's the way it always is. You're just now able to see it. You're just now able to notice it. But it's always, we would say, now watch, you got to be careful now. Remember we told you to rip that rear view mirror out the car a long time ago. Remember? We said get rid of that rear view mirror. And then from then forward, all we've done is give you the rear view image of what's going on. Notice that?
Yes. So you're giving us the polygons today.
That'll hit you about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're giving us the polygons today. That's indicating new complexities that the nucleosynthesis refers to, more geometrical.
No, not at all. All it does is it gives you the linear variance. The linear variance. You don't have time, but you still have linear trajectory. But you don't have time. But you have linear trajectory. That's why people still try to believe that there's time. But you still do the function. You do the thing. Bobby, you do the exact same thing every single day, just with different people. The thing you do linearly is the same. So the variance is what we're prescribing. The variance is what you're trying to lean to note the difference thereof. Okay, I did the OA movements at 9:05. Okay, I did the OA movements at 9:15. Okay, it went this way, it went that way, this happened that. No, no, no. That's not about that. It's about the linear line, not the time. So leave time out of it and just go as the linear construct. Linear construct, this shows you the variance. That's what you're trying to do. That's very important. Now, from a nuclear field, the variance is how you prove fission, isn't it?
Yes. And so when you say linear, that's just using your eye. That's involving the eye.
Well, as far as it can see, yes, as far as it can see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like light beams on a car. You don't need to see from here to California if you're driving to California. You just need to see 200 feet ahead of you. If you can see 200 feet ahead of you, you can go all the way to California. But you don't need to be lit all the way from here to California for you to make it.
Yeah, the eye is a butler. It's there to help you for the short
That's
term.
It. Well, except for the motherfucker will lie to you. Y'all going to believe us or them lying eyes of yours? That's what's wrong with it. They lie to you. You see things that ain't there. You watch the TikTok and think they throw the ping pong ball 9 miles and it fell in somebody's beer cup somewhere. It don't happen like that, Bob. But it sure looks good on the TikTok. I guarantee you that. It looks good. It looks good. People's eyes change colors right before your eyes. That's on the TikTok. Yeah, the TikTok.
Okay.
Wind it up. What you got?